Oh, hi. Sorry about that. That's a cold open. I made you wait. So now I don't make you wait. Hit the like button. Cold open. Nobody does them like me in the biz. You don't see them coming. You don't see them coming. Anyway, welcome. Sorry about the power went out literally 2 minutes before the start. And, you know, I hate stairs, but garage and breaker box and the flipping of the switches and the rebooting of the everything. Just a cold intro, just a nice cold one. I meant to do a show last night and some things happened. And then I was going to do one today. And then, you know, because it's July 31st, still technically here. So it's like, you know, it's my big make your nut day. And, you know, so we're going to have a big make your nut show and joke about it and stuff. Hey, Ray G, I need you and all the other idiots who do the thing every show where you go like, hopefully it's not 90 minutes of music. Learn to recognize a pattern. I mean, that's Friday night. That's Friday night. It's only Friday nights. Every show, you guys have a breakdown. Like, oh, I hope he's not going to do all the music. I'm not. That's Friday night. You look dumb every time you say it. You know, you remember when I played it like two Wednesdays ago and I was like, it's Friday. We're pretending it's Friday tonight. That's how we do the music. You act like every night I come on, it's like, yeah, I just do music. I like to, every show, I like to get into the music. I'll slit throats. I don't know. It's just like, do the guy, there's like seven guys who have like one joke. And it never gets anywhere. You know, I finally address it, but. And if the goal is like to get me to go like, ah, he said it. Then you got me. Then mission accomplished. But I would argue that you look dumb, you know. This is the lesson I've been trying to teach Panhandler for 6 months. You look dumb when you have one joke that you can't let go of. I got nine guys doing it to me right now. I don't, you know, I mean, I'm not as sensitive about it as you. I know I'm talking about it, but I got to talk about something. You know, I'm awake. We're going to talk about stuff, but, and we're going to get political too. So strap in for that. It's a comedy show, so unlike Steel Toe, I'll be making it funny, but oh God, we have to get political today. I don't know if we get political, but we're going to cover a political thing that happened. It's so funny. It's so funny. And I'm not even going to make fun of the whites for Harris or whatever, white guys for Harris. I mean, that's just a bunch of out of it idiots, and I can't. Like, we're all gathered around going, like, what's Sean Austin think? You know, ever since the Goonies and his office inhaler, what does Sean Austin think about every one of these old guys sitting around going like, for democracy, we have to do it. I've been putting off booking my tickets to Europe because I can't. Oh, I got. I decided I was dumping American Airlines. I was with US Air. You know, I've been loyal my whole career to US Air, and then US Air got absorbed by American. And so I've been like American Airlines guy for like 10 years or whatever that's been. But, you know, American's dog shit. They're really getting dog shit. I never get my upgrades anymore. I never really fly that much anymore, but, you know, I'm starting to fly more and I want my loyalty. I want my stuff. I want my stuff back. So I status matched over to United. You know, I reached out to the folks at Delta and the folks at United, looked at what they currently offer. And while Delta does seem to have nicer planes and an overall better product, I don't think it's worth the price. I don't think you earn, you know, the rewards over at United, the people are good to me. Edinburgh Mikey says, I'm wondering if you're moving your butt over here this year. Would be nice to see you again. You told me not to come. You said, don't come. I have to work. As if I'm not allowed to come to Scotland if you're working. Tiff says she got hosed by American this week. Sean Austin is the kind of guy to not fuck a girl too hot for him because it's beneath him. What? I don't even understand that. Thank you for the $1 super chat. Are we having a problem on our Discord? I don't even know what this is about. What's it say?
Please, someone, anyone, boost the Discord to stay level 3. No one knows why this is so important, but I'm willing to beg to make it happen.
That a boy!
Is our Discord going to lose its level 3? Everybody get over to our Discord, discord.gg/NLO, and boost it. We have to be level 3 because then we, otherwise we, you know, everything crumbles. People, nobody cares. Nobody cares. Anyway, if you're on Discord and you have a boost or two, get over there and boost it. I don't know if that's true that we need that, but this guy seems to say it. So I haven't been Discording a lot. And I always say I don't Discord a lot, but even less than I thought. Hold on, Moody is actually saying, I'm begging you, please, in the chat. We can't let it end like this. Is it going to end? It doesn't end. What's going to happen? What would happen? APAR voting Ibiza in the poll. Yeah, I think we're going to redo the poll. We're going to remove Estonia because Estonia is pretty much locked in. Ugh, one guy really ran away with it, huh? Are there any women who would admit to laying on their backs while they, while Bauer thrusted until he made mac and cheese all over his studio apartment? Oh, God. Why would you say that? Look, Fearless is joining us today, and that means you got to hit the like button. She gets real antsy when you don't hit the like, but I don't know why she took this burden upon herself. Whew. I don't know. But that's where we're at. So I guess we need that. Discord needs your help more than me, and that's the way it's at. So, Mike Cutts. Is that a real man? Mike Cutts. Hold on. Yeah, he's our executive producer. Give it up for him. I think he runs some sort of haircut place or butcher mill and all the high rollers. This is for July. And let's not forget what happened with Anonymous and Mike Boudet this July. Just really crazy. Go check out Sword and the Scale. Scatty Tooth says, I'll boost when I get to a computer. Thanks for letting us know. Keep me posted. I'm really concerned about the boosts. I don't even know. I don't even know what it's for. Is there an Ibiza? Yeah, I think you're supposed to say Ibiza. Ibiza. I bet you roll your R's when you say nothing in Spanish, too. You're wrong. That's where you don't know about me. That's where you don't know about me. That's what you don't know about me, Ray G. I don't know. Don't try to get back at me because you're stupid about the music. Don't try to fire back at me. Joke's on you, idiot. I can't roll my R's. I fake it. I've talked about this a million times. To roll my R's, I just do it in the back. I do a in the back of my throat. And I just fake it. And I over-exaggerate it. Like, would you like a burrito? It's all back here. It's all back here. There's nothing on the top. I don't know how to do it. I've tried my whole life. Don't worry. I can still eat you out. Not you, Ray, but I'm just saying, like, I don't want people to think I'm not good with my tongue, but I do fake it. I go, I would like some salsa. You're not even supposed to have a, yeah, like a Wookiee. I really do. I would like a burrito, a tortilla. Pass the tortillas. Do you like a burrito? Would you like to go to Sausalito? Would you like to... my name is Ramon... Ramon Hernandez. My name is Ramon Hernandez. Is that good? I fool people if I do it suddenly. I go like, oh, I'm kind of doing it. It just sounds awful. Pass the burrito. I don't think I'm doing it right.
Discord is stupid. I don't care whether you use it or not. Please join my Discord.
Yeah. I like it because the more... It's like getting two dogs versus one dog or having a baby brother when you already have one. You know, they can wear each other out. I tell people, send me like every AI song they make, every funny thought they have in their brain. And it's like, you should go on the Discord with all these other losers who have nothing to do all day and discuss. I don't want to know about it. I really try to get away from this job, but it's getting hard.
I'll stop a bitch. I will. I'll stop a bitch. Bring me a bitch.
I'll stop a bitch. Oh, yeah, you can't say that. Violence. Can't say violence. Beloved chatter, what day are we pretending it is? I missed it. TKS. Oh, I got to talk about these keychains. You know, fuck Tukey. He says I'm lazy. Yeah, you ever seen this guy's show? I mean, anybody could just put on a sock and make up a voice. I might get a Tukey puppet, put a mustache on it, and name him Pedro. Rocco Burr. Patrick, why are you dressed like an F? I have a t-shirt on and a hat. Is that F wear? Also, why are we saying F? Are we trying to keep it TV clean today? Anyways, I'm on United. Now, look, I'm not Premier 1K or anything, but, you know, I do have club access. So check me out in the United Club. I have clear. Colin Madden, he's another one of those guys.
There's probably going to be 90 hours of music.
Nope, just Fridays. Again, update your ability to recognize patterns. Every day, Colin Madden.
Probably just Nelly for 3 hours to make the...
Uh-huh. I do that every day. Every day I just play Nelly for 3 hours. It's definitely not on the members only program. I do it every time. He's the sharpest guy in our chat. You did say. I saw you over in Tukey's chat go, it's going to be 45 minutes of Nelly. I saw you. You can all do this thing where you're like, I'm sharper than that. You're not. You're dull. You do it all the time.
I bet it's going to be 90 hours. I bet it's going to be 90 hours. I think.
Anyway, we're here and we're doing it. I don't know what tonight has in store. I have to talk about the keychains because nobody's doing it justice. These are 100% blank keychains. I don't know why. I'm not a stuttering John. Okay, Clippers, get ready. Okay, here we go. Doom, I'm doing your job for you. By the way, I owe Doom a big apology, too. I said, oh, God, I got to eat a lot of shit. I got to eat a lot of shit tonight. Imagine I just make that noise every time I'm facing a hardship. No, I was, you know, Monday, I had the Godfrey thing, and I told Doom to make a clip of it. And then he was like, remember Tuesday on the show? He was like, oh, I didn't see the email. A whole day had gone by. And I'm like, we made a whole thing. And then like today I was just like, hey, how long for this emergency clip? It's been another day. And he's like, yeah, I sent it to you yesterday, like right away. And then I had to go back in the email. I was like, no, you didn't. And then he did. And then I had to say, sorry. I apologize, you know, even a Melton can be wrong, and I really felt suicidal, and I probably it's the end of our working relationship. Anyway, that clip is up now on our Clips channel, NLO Clips. Go check it out. But, you know, I'm not a stuttering John A-Log. It's almost too repetitive for me. It's like Steel Toes getting back to being too repetitive for me to, like, really care about. But, you know, so that's why, you know, we'll have some time off, but some shit will drop in August. We're going to have some court stuff. It looks like Kayla might be going after Aaron for revenge porn charges. That might really be happening. And again, it'll be a slap on the wrist and just a fine or something, but it'll be a, you know, like, he's got daughters, you know, Charlotte's got to grow up and see video of her dad sending nudes of women he fucked while he was married to a guy who's not even his real friend and go, your boy didn't do too bad, did he? It's all on the air. It's all like live on the air. He commits a crime of sharing another person's nudes. You're just not allowed to do, I think. So anyway, that's where we're at with that. But I'm not into like chronicling everything Stuttering John does. I don't pay that close of attention. But I saw the clip of Stuttering John doing these keychains, and I thought to myself, like, surely everyone can see what I can see. But apparently not. Apparently nobody can see what I can see, even though it's as plain as day. So Stuttering John keychain. They're all making fun of these keychains that he ordered. And I mean, just to me, I see something very obvious. You tell me how this works out. So my lost interest clip. Good to know he's out there still clipping. Just kidding.
Get the keychains. And then that's why
So what happened, for people who don't know, Stuttering John had a Tonight Show reunion he threw for himself, you know, and invited a bunch of people, and they came out. He had like some chips and salsa and some agua fresca and served it to people. And he was supposed to have these keychains, these anniversary keychains of the Tonight Show reunion for all the staff and crew or whatever. Anyway, he didn't get the keychains in time. He said FedEx screwed up and didn't deliver them in time. Well, that was a week before Hackamania, mid-May. So we got mid-June, mid-July. It's 2.5 months, and he finally gets these keychains. Now, again, this was a FedEx mistake. FedEx just didn't deliver them in time for his mid-May event. However, he just got them this week. So FedEx lost them for 2.5 months? No, I think he hoped everybody forgot about him. He didn't order them in time. He hoped everybody would forget about him. They didn't. He put a sign-up sheet out at the event. Give me a name and address. I'll mail you a keychain. Nobody cares. But, you know, the Dabbleverse wouldn't let it go. So it looks like he tried to fake ordering these keychains. Now, the Potato Card of Electric found where you can order these blanks. These keychain blanks. Now, obviously, most people order them with screen printing on them. They get their logo, their bottle openers. And most people would order them from a promotional company and get them screen printed and have them set up. But that's not what happened. That's not what happened. He ordered blank ones and tried to fake that the company messed up. Now, nobody else has picked up on this except me. I've watched 6 shows that cover Stuttering John night and day about this, and no one's picked up on this. What's obvious to me? Let's watch.
It's the guy, and I say, dude, are you trolling me? And I sent them a picture of the keychains. Now, I am not kidding. This is not a novelty. It is not this person's fault. Because he gets mad when I said, why would you say, am I trolling you? I'm like, no, I just thought it was some kind of joke. Is this a joke?
Again, stupid people think you're stupid. So John's, you know, got a scapegoat here. He's mad at the guy messed up the keychain.
Here are the keychains.
Now, the reason he had to look at it before he showed you is because he can't show you the other side. There's tape.
These are the...
Okay, so I don't know how obvious it is to anybody else.
Keychains.
He says, these are the keychains. This is clearly printed out text on bright white paper. The color paper comes in on a not quite bright white keychain, a more cream toned keychain. This is clearly printed out and stuck on there with scotch tape. And if you can't see the scotch tape lines yet, just wait. But, I mean, even from here, you should be able to go, hold on, the background of the text is whiter than the keychain. No one else has pointed this out until I text Rocco last show. Okay, so that's where you can really see it. Hold on. Well, let's go back right about there. Right about there. It's time for the patented Melton Zoom. Okay. Right here, you can see a bubble in the tape. And an edge. There is scotch tape running along this line. And this is clearly, you can almost see the relief of the edge. But you can definitely see the different color of this white versus this white. No? No? I mean, he cut this out. And right here, you can see it. Right here, you can really see it. This line here, he got a little bubble right here. And you can see here on the edge where he folded over the clear tape, there's actually an edge of tape folded over. That's why he couldn't show you the other side. He also messed up a little bit on this corner. It has a little bit of overlap. But you can really see the scotch tape line. And again, he's so stupid. With his computer, he could have put this on multiple lines. But he has to convince you they messed up down at, you know, it's oops all berries, Captain Crunch. There was a big mix-up down at the factory. So no one else in the Dabbleverse has pointed this out, but Stuttering John faked these keychains. This is not... Right there, you can really see it again. Again, I'll bring it up into full view. You can see a line here. You can see it. You can see a line right here. And then, of course, up here, easy. Easy to see it. But, I mean, this is cut out so tight around the letters. But, of course, in between the letters, he couldn't. So you see the bright white of the paper. I just, how is everyone not seeing this? It's an inkjet printer. The tape almost got it wet. It's smeared. It's clear as day. There's so many points right here. You see the tape on the bottom. You can see it go all the way across. I mean, you can see it. So he thinks he's so smart. This is actually casting a shadow. The top part. Look at this. The two little imperfections here are casting a shadow. Okay, I mean, look at it. Look at it. No one noticed this is tape. This is tape. So he can't send these out because they fucked them up down at the factory. He can't send them out. So now no one's going to get a keychain because the factory messed up. And at this point, we might as well not even.
So.
Oh, hold on. You can really see the tape edge. Ah. Oh, God. He's so dumb.
I get these.
You did?
And I'm like, wait. Is this a joke? Are you trolling me? Because this doesn't seem, and it doesn't seem right. How could this be? Doesn't look at this thing. I can't send that out to anybody. And he's like, oh my God, John, I can't believe it.
They screwed it up. John.
Because in his defense, that's not what they showed him. When he proofread this, it was big. It was big on the keychain. It was like the whole thing.
Show the proof. Show the proof.
Big on the keychain. So now I got a big box of keychains that I can't use. You know, I think that maybe the Lord above is trying to tell me something.
First of all, did you see these little plastic rinky-dink keychains? As if the logo was printed well on them, that'd be something you'd want on your keys. Hey, I got these hospital gown colored keychains that say the Tonight Show reunion, May 19th, 2024. Skull or whatever they say. I mean, what in the fuck? He acts like they were nice. It's too bad, too, because these were nice showpieces. These were nice quality molded plastic. These were Bakelite. All right. So that's where we're at with Stuttering John. He's trying to fool everyone, but he's not fooling me. That's taped on printer garbage. That's taped on printer garbage. And I don't know what the game is. Those things have to be, even blank, they have to cost 50 cents a piece? What is he getting out of not just ordering 100 keychains and mailing out 7 to the guys who, you know, what do you, go down to Claire's Boutique or Remember Me Mine or whatever the fuck in your local black mall. And, you know, just have them make up. Not that many people sign the list where they're like, I need a keychain. I need a keychain. I gotta have one of those Stuttering John Tonight Show memory keychains. All right, let's get political. We're gonna get political. I was watching MSNBC. Because, you know, I like to know what's going on. And
should have anticipated.
They're with it. And I guess Trump went to some black. Trump went to. This, by the way, the only reason I'm showing this is because it does tie into the Dabbleverse. Look, it's about a political story. But, you know, when we talk about Steel Toe and all these guys who, like, say all this shit. And never show a clip like, oh, Melton was over there. He almost cried when we hit the goal. I mean, why wouldn't you show that? Why wouldn't you show Melton on the verge of tears because you made $300? Why wouldn't you show that every day? He makes the goal more than he doesn't make the goal. So, like, why lie about it? But anyway, Trump went to some black journalist convention today. So all blacks, a gaggle of them. And the mainstream news has a take and they don't like Trump. And they're going to talk about how bad he did and how he embarrassed himself and how racist he is. Now, you watch and you tell me what the problem with their take is and what the clip they play is. You just tell me.
I want to bring back NBC's John Allen, Brendan Buck, and Michael Hardaway. Here in studio with me is Julie Roginski, Democratic strategist, co-founder of Lift Our Voices. John, well, how does this fit in to what at least the campaign wanted it to be, which is outreach to black voters?
Well, I mean, sometimes things are built that way, and it's not actually what appears to be what the campaign or the candidate actually wants. You heard Donald Trump walk in there and immediately start calling the moderator rude. He was setting up a...
Hold on, they cut this. They've cut this. Okay, hold on.
bad of atmosphere. Certainly, this could have gone a lot of ways. Anytime there's a reporter interviewing a president, a former president, a presidential candidate, there's some adversarial nature to that. Donald Trump certainly understands that. But he set this up as something that was not just adversarial, but combative. Then he went into things about Kamala Harris's background, saying he didn't know if she was black or Indian, accusing of her of at one point claiming to be Indian and then becoming black, as if she couldn't have heritage from multiple parts of the world or multiple races. You know,
listen to all the papers flipping, by the way. What's going on?
You bring it up, John, and I'll let you continue, but we have that sound ready to go, so let's play it in case people didn't hear it the first time.
All right, here we go.
She was always of...
By the way, for people who don't know, when Kamala was like, you know, Congresswoman Kamala, she was going to be the first Indian Congresswoman. She's going to be the first Indian Attorney General of San Francisco. She always said that. She, in interviews, you can go back. I mean, these are available. It was always Indian. Hit the like button. We don't even have a hundo.
Indian heritage. And she was only promoting Indian heritage. I didn't know she was black until a number of years ago when she happened to turn black. And now she wants to be known as black.
Now listen to the crowd. I hear laughs.
So I don't know, is she Indian or is she black?
She has always identified as a black woman.
I respect either one. I respect either one, but she obviously doesn't, because she was Indian all the way, and then all of a sudden she made a turn and she became a black person.
Just to be clear.
Okay, so the reason they cut him off immediately is because he's killing. Okay, they're laughing their ass off. Now watch the take.
John, I'll let you continue there, but it was something that was commented on at the White House press briefing that somehow Kamala Harris became a black person.
Yeah, I mean, this is it's obviously absurd and ridiculous and dumb and offensive and all of the things that people will throw around at it. But this is what Donald Trump wanted out of today. He has got, he's playing to his base. He's trying to push up the energy and excitement from white male.
By the way, why can't you become black? You can become a man. You can become a woman. Why can't you? I said this when Rachel Dolezal came out with all that shit and everybody went ape shit on her. No. You all said your identity is whatever you imagine it to be. But if it's about race, then it's, hey, that you're co-opting. What's the word they always use? Appropriation. How come you're not appropriating male stuff when you become trans? How come it's the same? It makes no sense. It really makes no sense.
In the MAGA movement. He wanted this fight with black journalists. You saw that. He also wants to seize the news cycle. He has basically faded out of the news cycle over the past few weeks, particularly with the handoff on the Democratic side. And that's got to be frustrating him, somebody who's always been able to drive the news. So what does he do to get the news going again? He says something, obnoxious and controversial. So, you know, he's getting what he wants right now. Viewers can hear what he said.
Yeah, he also, Michael, was asked to clarify his recent use of the term black jobs. Here's what he said.
I will tell you that coming from the border are millions and millions of people that happen to be taking black jobs. You had the best.
What exactly is a black job, sir?
A black job is anybody that has a job. That's what it is. Anybody that has a job.
All right.
Okay, so they have to cut it off again because people go crazy laughing. And what he means by that is, like, black people can do any job. So any job an illegal takes is a black job. And I think he framed it that way because he's talking to black people. He's trying to talk to black people, but he's killing and they have to keep cutting it off. And watch the next thing they do.
He also was asked, Michael, about whether the comments that have made that Kamala Harris is a DEI hire, and pressed on that, his answer was, could be. Let me get your reaction.
No. He asked a reporter, what does that mean? What is a DEI hire? And she said, diversity, equity, and inclusion. And he goes, yeah, that's the acronym, but what does it mean? And she was like, I just told you.
Action to those statements.
This was insane. And the reality is that...
Imagine a black person acting like Kamala Harris being a DEI hire is insane. You like, I'm telling you right now, you're a race traitor. If you're a black person who thinks Kamala Harris is a good person, you're a race traitor. You're like, she's one of our finest? You're out of your mind.
The NABJ should have anticipated that this would happen. His entire goal, to John's point, is to go in front of this audience of black people and insult them to play to his MAGA base on the right.
Again, it's always these elite black people telling the audience full of black people who are laughing and clearly on Trump's side that, no, he's insulting you. He's not on your side.
It's horrifically insane. To that same group of people who are descendants of chattel slavery in America, he also said that his legal trials were the worst thing to happen in American history. And so this was a horrific situation that was completely preventable. And it's-
so they're calling this whole convention that he spoke at a horrific situation.
It's a very sad thing for the NABJ and for this country.
It's a sad thing for this country, this convention he spoke at. This is so embarrassing. This is such a horrible situation.
There's a lot else here, Julie, that we could talk about. I think.
Okay, there's a lot more. Not only did he do the heinous things they've showed the clips of, there's more.
John touched on this. He not only called the first questioner rude but disgraceful, complained about being treated in a horrible manner since, quoting him, "I love the black population." He was asked a number of times.
I can't believe he said that.
About his vice presidential pick, and talked about how he went to Yale and his personal story that many people know from his best-selling book. But when he was asked if J.D. Vance was ready on day one, his answer was, "I've always had a lot of respect for him," and then went into how historically the vice presidential pick really doesn't matter much. Given a chance to say J.D. Vance would be ready on day one, he didn't take it.
Well, Donald Trump is not interested in uplifting anybody who's not named Donald Trump, right?
So wow.
J.D. Vance is whatever he is to Donald Trump, I guess a constitutional requirement he needs to fulfill, but he's never going to defend J.D. Vance because it's not about Donald Trump. It's not about J.D. Vance's grievances. It's about Donald Trump's grievances. Look, I will say, if you saw the way that he treated at least Rachel Scott on that stage, he speaks about women in a very particular way. They are nasty. They are rude. They are whatever they are.
So Donald Trump was on stage. He talked about women like they're nasty and rude.
Something that is worse than any man who ever speaks to him, right? And so you saw that misogyny come through over and over and over again.
We saw misogyny come through over and over and over again. Play a clip.
You're going to see that misogyny towards Kamala Harris. It's not enough that she's his opponent. She's a woman. She's a rude woman. She's an abrasive woman. Whatever she is.
I don't think she's rude. I think she's dumb.
She's not worthy of him, especially because she's a black woman, or at least he now acknowledges she's a black woman. You saw that with those journalists today. I'm so sorry that they felt the need to basically be used so that he could appeal to his MAGA base. Because
so those hosts felt used?
Because that's exactly who he's appealing to. The white men out there who are racist, who support him, who think that the way that they get
everybody who supports Trump is a white male racist.
Get by is to treat women and especially women of color this way. This was not about the black people on the stage today. This was all about his white base, and it's a disgrace.
Brendan Buck, we only have 2 minutes left, but I want to give you some reaction from the Harris campaign that we're getting from one source familiar with the campaign's thinking. He is completely unhinged. This is also Trump. He cannot help himself. That person also reacted to Trump's comments, claiming that only recently Kamala Harris said she was black.
Okay, they've edited this a little bit. They took a part out where they go like, all right, we have a clip of him doing that. And then they go, oh, no, we don't. Okay, well, he did. He did it. My whole point is, like, they do this, like, and they showed you two clips that are, like, yeah. And then, but they go, like, and not only that, he was super misogynistic to the women the whole time he used them. He put down the audience. Why didn't you play that clip? Why not play that clip? I don't understand. So, I saw that news story, and I was like, huh, that's crazy. I didn't think anything else about it. I really didn't. And then this came up in my feed, I guess, because I watched that. Oh, wait, hold on. It might have been this clip. This might have been the better clip.
Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump both campaigning today with 97 days to go until the election. The former president.
All right, yeah. Okay, so this is NBC News. Before it was MSNBC. Here's NBC News. The mic audio is too low. I can't, man. I can't. We're gonna kill everyone and start over. There's literally nothing I can do. I've researched it. Hold on. It won't matter. I can't stop it. It takes control. It takes control. And I can't stop it. And I won't. I don't know what's doing it. I researched it for another 20 minutes today, and I almost went apeshit. I almost went crazy. I've unchecked all the things people say to uncheck. There's no AI, anything on it. It's just moving it around. It's just moving it around. Clip audio is good. Mic audio is too low. I'm telling you, I can't do anything about it. It just does it. It just does it. I'm ready to kill myself. I'm just like you. So you gotta move on. I don't know. It installed something. I did a restart, and now it adjusts the volume to anything it wants it to be on the fly. I can't control it. I wish I could, but I can't. George likes his Trump news spicy. Is that true? Beloved chatter, well, I'll tell you what. If you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, you ain't black. Oh, yeah. Remember when Biden said that? No, but I'm serious. If you think, like, Kamala's not a complete DEI hire. They've been again, she was so embarrassing her first 2 years. Google, you know, I'm sure you can find some sort of compilation of her bumbles, but they've hit her for the past 2 years, and now she's like this strong woman who's going to get it done. You're dumb. Anyway, here's another news channel who's going to make you think what Trump did was the worst thing ever. We literally, this guy got shot at, and it wasn't made a big a deal as they're going to make this stuff.
President spoke at the National Association for Black Journalists, a conference happening in Chicago.
By the way, did you see that whole SWAT team came out and showed all the texts they were sending to Secret Service 90 minutes before? They had photos of the guy. They said he had a rangefinder. They said where he parked with the security, with the police, and snuck in. They watched him do it for 90 minutes. 90 minutes, and the Secret Service just ignored it. Nobody looked into him. No one's upset about any of this. And that's a local SWAT team released all the texts. They said, we told everyone. We had eyes on him. It was stand down. Don't worry about it. Nothing to see here. And then they lost him. Fuck it. Like, insane. And someone went and talked to him before. Like, I don't even believe in this level of, like, inside job conspiracy with a 20-year-old kid. But what the actual fuck? Like, what the actual fuck? And then the woman, like, wasn't going to step down. It's like, you're stepping down. You may not know it, but you're stepping down. You fucking idiot. It's like, she was like, the buck stops with me. All right, so Trump comes out. What happened that you need to know? Because he tweeted this, or Truth did, or whatever. They kept him waiting backstage for 40 minutes. They couldn't get the sound working or something. And then he comes out, and this is how it starts.
Former president spoke at the National Association for Black Journalists, a conference happening in Chicago this afternoon. Mr. Trump was asked if Vice President Harris was only on the ticket because she is a black woman. Here is part of how he responded.
She was always of Indian heritage, and she was only promoting Indian heritage. I didn't know she was black. until a number of years ago when she happened to turn black, and now she wants to be known as black. So I don't know, is she Indian or is she black?
Vice President.
So they all do that. They cut him right away. You can hear people laughing.
Kamala Harris, of course, is biracial.
Yeah, let's bring in Hallie Jackson. She's NBC News' senior Washington.
I like how the black woman goes, Kamala Harris is, of course, biracial. Right, right.
Correspondent, anchor of Hallie Jackson Now. Hallie, that interview just happened within the last couple of hours, and it's already getting a lot of attention. It was heated from the start. Yeah. He was contentious with the woman asking the questions. What else did we hear?
Yeah, listen, Kate, you're exactly right, Inzinkley. Contentious, really, from the jump, coming out immediately and taking exception.
Show a clip.
To the question posed by Rachel Scott of ABC News, a journalist who covers Washington. And
look how contentious he is from the start. Coming out, swinging at her. So contentious.
Trump campaign, along with two other journalists who were on that stage. You played a little bit of one of the remarks that's getting a lot of attention regarding Vice President Harris's race and how she identifies. And I will tell you that based on our team's reporting here, those close to the vice president, those inside Harris world, are calling what happened at this National Association of Black Journalists conference a disaster.
They're calling what happened here a disaster. They're calling this a disaster.
I think we have a little bit more to play of the former president's interactions here on stage.
Okay, we have some more to play of him being, you won't believe it.
I think we actually do not have that, but
we don't have it, but you got to believe us.
I'll go on to tell you that he also talked.
But I'll go on to tell you what else he said. We don't have a clip of that. We don't have a clip of it, but let me tell you what he said. This is insane. This is insane. I don't know what's going on, but we are, I believe we're in a simulation. I posted to our Discord today, discord.gg/NLO. How about a boost? Kamala Harris does the same speech everywhere she goes. She gets a word salad phrase stuck in her head. You've all seen the clip of her saying that, what can be tomorrow unburdened by what was yesterday or whatever the fuck that thing is. She says a million times. Somebody put her speech side by side, two of her speeches from two cities. There's a heckler in the crowd at the same point in the speech who yells. So you can't hear what he yells, but are they like sending around a team to like, and then at a point in the speech, everyone stands up and like cheers. And she's not a good, you know, she's not a good speaker. She's not like a charismatic leader. So I don't understand the, literally we went from hide this woman so she stops embarrassing this administration to can you believe how strong and brave she is? Go look. If you think I'm crazy, go look. Go look at these two speeches synced up side by side and tell me we're not in some sort of weird ethernet. You know? James Bomber, thank you for the 10 gifted subscriptions. I appreciate that, James. Chip Galloway, remember this is still July, so don't get any fancy ideas. Chip Galloway, thank you for gifting 1, 2 memberships, and then Sketty Tooth John coming in with a third. I think Chip said he was going to wake her up for this show, which is embarrassing. Edinburgh Mikey, appreciate the 5 gifted memberships. Raytar, the untrainable member for 16 months, says yell first and ask questions later. That's the Onion's way. Ask questions second. I agree. W Man, can you believe he's still around? What's your take on the Clippers making money off all these shows? Some don't care and some are against it. My take is editors who edit films still get paid because it's still work. Yeah, I mean, that analogy is not. That doesn't check. I mean, editors are paid by the producers of the film to produce the film. Editors actually produce the film. Editors don't produce my show, so they might as well take a few cuts for themselves. It's a different thing entirely. Okay, maybe we got to send you back to the old juicing room. I got to get one of those whistles. No, I don't particularly care. I said it the other day with the Will Heron thing. Like, man, if you're taking large chunks of a show and not editing them at all, And you keep doing that. And like, I have my own clip channel. So if you like keep putting out clips of just my show with no, you know, expounding on the narrative or adding any sort of commentary or, you know, my Lost Interest does that, but he'll clip together like different shows to tell a story and stuff. Sometimes he doesn't. Sometimes he doesn't. But a lot of his clips are also a couple minutes long. I think when you're putting up 40-minute clips of a show, yeah, I mean, it's just a gray area. But I do think there's a better way to handle it. WSX, thank you for becoming a member. Appreciate that.
Hey, Big Sauce, what is this, the Steel Toe News Network or something? Invented narratives without a receipt in sight?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. That's how they go, like, we have a clip of him doing something really bad. Oh, we don't have that clip, but I'll go on to tell you.
Hey, Big Sauce, what is this, the Steel Toe News Network or something? Invented narratives without a receipt in sight? They really do think we are stupid, don't they?
I mean, you might be stupid. You said that one in twice. All right, anyway, I'm getting somewhere with this. Just wait. They all call this a disaster, a horrible moment.
Talked about other topics, including what's getting some attention, remarks about his running mate, J.D. Vance. He was pressed repeatedly about those comments that his now current, of course, GOP vice presidential nominee said about people who do not have children. The description from 2021 of so-called childless cat ladies. And the former president again defended.
What's crazy is that they're able to, like, make all the same stupid idiots. Remember the meme of the woman who like fell to her knees when Trump won? Like, no! You know, the woman with the glass. You know, it's like a meme. All these women like knitted hats about it and marched on the Capitol until they got hungry. I don't, you know, they all forget that nothing happened. What happened? Nothing? What happened? Nothing? Did nothing happen? Did you just go 4 years sailing through some of the best years of our country with no wars and no? Like, clearly you overreacted the first time. Clearly, like, look, again, I'm not saying you agree with the guy, but that I think it's more likely we've bred a generations of spoiled entitled bitches who don't know how to deal with, you know, our colleges and our education system has taught all these kids they don't have to deal with authority. They don't have to deal with anything that makes them uncomfortable. We have cry rooms at Yale Law School for the fucking 22-year-olds. What? We're just building pussies. We're literally building pussies. I was thinking about this when I've been watching the Below Deck. The only ones who complain and cry and have this attitude, this I don't want to work, this lazy, it's always Americans. The South Africans are busting the ass. The Australians, for the most part, are busting their ass. You know, Australians, like American light, you can have some of them with a bad attitude. But like, for Americans have the worst attitude. We all just think we get everything. We're entitled to it. And I'm one of them. I'm not saying I'm better than any of them. It just like, we've forgotten how to like deal with anyone who thinks different than us. We don't know how to get along with somebody who used to be able to sit out on your porch like Steel Toe and have a beer with your neighbor and disagree. Like now we steal the signs out of their yard or move or vandalize their car. You know, people are keying cars because of bumper stickers. I get it. Bumper stickers make you look like white trash. Don't do that. But, like, when did we not be able to handle another opinion? Also, one that's, like, very prevalent and popular. It's 50-50. It really is. Like, 50-50. And you can't handle that some people want Trump? Half do. Are you all right? But, again, the most embarrassing thing is that you melted down last time and overreacted, and you're going to do it again? We have to stop him. He's like a Hitler. You know, it just didn't say, is he? Is he? Or will you just go about your life? Will you just go about your life? And maybe we'll stop some fucking wars and spending. Jesus Christ. I like shutting it down. I like locking it up. I like MAGA. I like that. Let's worry about us. We have people pissing and shitting in the streets and homeless people piling up everywhere you see. Yeah, let's focus on America. Is that xenophobic? Sorry. Lock the doors and clean it up. We'll open tomorrow when the floors aren't so sticky. That's a crazy concept to you. Stop letting people in who don't belong here and help the people who are already here who need help. No? No? Monster. Monster. It's going to be Armageddon.
Vance on this, and then also suggested that a vice presidential selection, in his view, does not really matter.
It doesn't. It doesn't. Do you think anybody voted for Kamala? You're making your own point.
Kate and Zinkley, from a political perspective, he went on to say that other than, in his view, the initial bump that you get from announcing a running mate, typically people are...
Bro, he increased spending? First of all, they all increased spending, stupid. Have a look at the Obama. Have a look at the debt under Obama and let me know. Let me know. Let me know who spends more. Let me know. They all spend. Not since Clinton have we balanced the budget.
Voting for who was at the top of the ticket.
And that was a joke.
As president and not for that vice presidential selection. So an interesting dynamic here. It's not something that you often hear. Somebody, you know, saying that their running mate is irrelevant.
I don't mind spending. I'd like to stop sending million-dollar missiles to both sides of two wars. Call me base. Call me base. I don't mind spending. I don't mind spending. I'd like to stop supporting both sides of two wars. Call me crazy. Imagine helping both sides fight. We're gay. We're gay, dude. I mean, it's the most retarded thing you can do.
Relevant in the political sphere, but that is what the former...
We're literally selling sticks to both sides.
President suggested today. I will also note that we are just getting word in the last couple of minutes. You may have noticed if you watched that convention and all that...
We, like, sell missiles to one side, and then we sell humanitarian aid to the other. And then we sell missiles to them while they're drinking their... While they're leveling up or replenishing their life. And then they shoot the other side, and then we go provide humanitarian aid. How about we let them all die? They seem to want to die. How about we pull out and let them die? Like, fuck. I'm going to be honest. Again, I don't give a shit about Ukraine. You don't either. The difference between me and you is I didn't make a wallpaper for my phone. Okay? You fucking nerd. Quit pretending like you're so vested in it. You're not even equipped to begin to wrap your head around the Ukraine-Russia war. Shut up and pass the mashed potatoes. Okay? I mean... You can't even imagine it. I'm going to listen to you? You know, there's a college student skipping their algebra test to tell me about Hamas? Go to school.
Panel discussion. It was cut short somewhat abruptly. It started quite late, apparently, according to the former president's team, because of audio issues. And one of the journalists on stage suggested...
According to the president, they started late because of CPT, whatever that is.
That she also was having some audio issues there. That we are just hearing from the former president's team that they basically cut it short and moved on because they had a rally to get to. They're obviously in Pennsylvania tonight. They've got a key battleground rally there.
Battleground rally. Last time you spoke in Pennsylvania, what happened? What happened? All right, so two news stories. They both show one clip. What's the clip they show? Trump saying, "I didn't even know she was black. I didn't even know she was black." Okay. Well, then I was browsing my feed. I never heard of this guy in my life. He popped up. What was his name? The Benny Show? You ever heard of this nerd? The Benny Show. Anyway, it popped up. It said, "You won't believe what happened. Trump goes beast mode at the Black Journalist Convention." And I was like, I watched two news clips, and they said he didn't go beast mode. They said it was embarrassing and a disaster. And I don't know. Again, I don't know who this guy is. But I only watched it because he was showing longer clips of the... He was showing longer clips of the event. And Trump's like murdering. Trump is murdering.
at the Lion's Den, the man.
Now, remember, they want you to think like Trump really went there and insulted all the black people. It was a disaster. Now, again, I don't have anything. I don't care about anything this guy says. Look at this one. Trump just takes his reporter's water bottle, which is so good.
Water bottle here.
The best part is he doesn't even drink it. He just opens it to establish dominance. He opens it to let her know this is mine now.
Trump steals reporter's water bottle.
He grabs her water bottle, opens it, and just puts it back down. Just so you know, that one's mine.
Amazing. Trump steals reporter's water bottle.
That's a power move. That's a fucking power move, and I'm in. Come on. Come on. That's great. That's fucking great. He just opened it and put it down. Yeah, it's got my white finger stink all over it now, you old black bitch.
Oh, man. And she was going to need it because of this flamethrower, Donald Trump cooking, baby.
Elephant in the room, sir. A lot of people did not think it was appropriate.
So she thought she was going to be this poised, hard interviewer, and she was finally going to stick it to Trump.
For you to be.
Now, again, they only let a left talking head do this. Go watch real man on the street interviews with black people about how they feel about Trump and Kamala. First of all, they don't know who Kamala is. They don't. Everyone I've ever watched, like, who that? Okay. All right.
Here today, you have pushed false claims about some of your rivals, from Nikki Haley to former President Barack Obama, saying that they were not born in the United States, which is not true. You have told four congresswomen of color who were American.
See how emotional everybody is? You've made false claims that Barack Obama wasn't born in the United States, which is not true. Yeah, you already said it was false, journalist. You already said that was false. You don't have to let your emotions get in the way and remind everybody the false thing is not true. These are journalists.
American citizens to go back to where they came from. You have used words like animal and rabbit to describe black district attorneys. You've attacked black journalists, calling them a loser, saying the question.
Remember when he called Rosie O'Donnell a disgusting pig? But that doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. We're only doing the black ones today.
That they ask are, quote, stupid and racist. You've had dinner with a white supremacist at your Mar-a-Lago resort. So my question, sir, now that you are asking black supporters to vote for you, why should black voters trust you after you have used language like that?
Well, first of all, I don't think I've ever been asked a question so in such a horrible manner. First question. You don't.
Do you hear them go crazy? He said, I've never been asked a question in such a horrible manner, and they lose it.
So in such a horrible manner. First question. You don't even say, hello, how are you? Are you with ABC? Because I think they're a fake news network, a terrible network.
He's killing. They couldn't show you this. They had to cut out one piece. Every news show cut out one piece and go, wow, everyone's saying it was a disaster. The black community knows he hates them. They're being used. The whole thing goes like this. The whole thing goes like this.
And I think it's disgraceful that I came here in good spirit. I love the black population of this country. I've done so much for the black population of this country, including employment, including opportunity zones with Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina, which is one of the greatest programs ever for black workers and black entrepreneurs. I've done so much, and, you know, and I say this, historically black colleges and universities were out of money. They were stone cold broke, and I saved them, and I gave them long-term financing, and nobody else was doing it. I think it's a very rude introduction. I don't know exactly why you would do something like that. And let me go a step further. I was invited here, and I was told my opponent, whether it was Biden or Kamala, I was told my opponent was going to be here. It turned out my opponent isn't here. You invited me under false pretense. And then you said, you can't do it with Zoom. Well, you know, where's Zoom? She's going to do it with Zoom, and she's not coming. And then you were half an hour late, just so we understand. I have too much respect for you to be late. They couldn't get their equipment working or something
Mr.
was
President,
wrong.
I would love I think you it's can a answer very the question nasty question. Wow.
I have answered the question.
Trust you with another
I have
years.
Been the best president for the black population since Abraham Lincoln.
Better
That's
than,
my answer.
Better than President That's Johnson.
And they go crazy. He's like, so the news can't handle the truth. This woman hosting the panel can't handle the truth. The whole, everyone's sitting there fucking clapping. He's right. He's right. She started it with this attack. She didn't say sorry for being late. Mr. President, thank you for your time. We know you're very busy. And another thing, you know, Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden code switch. I just noticed while watching this, he doesn't code switch. If you don't know what that is, it's when Hillary Clinton gives a speech on the border and goes, "Now we're gonna go have some tacos and burritos." Bye-bye. It's when Biden goes, "I'll tell you what, I don't. Yeah, I'll tell you what, Jack, I'm not corn pop out." Yeah, it's when they start talking black because they're around blacks. It's when they start talking Hispanic because they're around Hispanics. He doesn't do it. He sounds exactly like Trump. He doesn't start using Ebonics because he's speaking to black people. Watch every other politician. Watch him do it.
Sign the Voting Rights Act.
And for you to start off.
And they're all on his side. It's so good.
Question and answer period, especially when you're 35 minutes.
Pat, just because Hillary and Joe suck, does that make him good? No, but we have to pick turd sandwich or douche. I'm going to go with the guy who at least I think believes what he's saying. Again, I don't know if I don't agree with Trump. I'm not a giant Trump fan. This rules. This rules. They all lie. One of them isn't insulting to my intelligence. Every fucking news channel goes on and tells you what a disaster this was and how he insulted the black population and they all knew that he wasn't on their side. Watch it. Watch it. They couldn't even show you more clips of it because he's destroying. He's killing. They love him. It's not true. It's not true. They're telling you the economy's good. Gas is down. It ain't. It ain't. I paid almost $7 a gallon in Tahoe. Now, again, as soon as I got across the Nevada border, it dropped $3. That's just California taxes. But that's what they want to do to everything. And then they'll come on and they'll tell you it's not high prices. You're doing great. The economy's never been better and stronger. And I'm the best president you've ever had. And if the other guy gets in, things are going to get worse. It's insulting to my intelligence. So again, people who go stop listening to the news are basic bitches. They're basic bitches. They again, it's Dunning-Kruger. You know enough to not know enough. Don't stop watching the news. Don't stop watching the news. That's propaganda. Stop believing the news is what I think you should say. Don't stop watching it. Pay attention. Because again, I wouldn't have gone and seen the rest of this. I watched the two news stories and I was just like, Jesus, sounded like that got a big pop when he did that Kamala thing. But they said it was a disaster, embarrassing. He insulted everybody. He was rude. He started it off angry. I mean, it just, when you watch the whole thing, it's not what it seems. So do I think one of them's great? No, I think they're all liars. I think they're all crooked. They all made tons of money off vaccines during COVID, both Trump and Biden. They all lie. They all lie. But again, I was paying attention. I said it early on, like yesterday, the pharmaceutical companies were the devil. Today there are heroes. I don't understand. So, yeah, I just, again, Trump doesn't come out and tell me eggs are cheaper than they've ever been. Trump doesn't come out and tell me the economy is doing great. The other side constantly comes out and tells me that the sky is gold and the grass is purple. I just, like, I have eyes.
Because you couldn't get your equipment to work. in such a hostile manner, I think it's a disgrace.
Let me just ask a follow-up, sir, and then we'll move on to other questions here.
I would love two other candidates. If you want, yes. Do I think Trump rules? No. I would like five candidates from five equally sized parties. But we're too stupid as a country to let that happen. The two parties are incentivized to keep every other party out. They work together on that. That's a fact.
Baby, this is vintage Donald Trump. Who's asking the questions. The face you make when you think you trapped Trump and he switched it back on you and the black audience cheers.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, man, it was a wild one. So President Trump then steals her water bottle. And so for sure,
some of your own supporters, including Republicans on Capitol Hill, have labeled Vice President Kamala Harris, who is the first black and Asian American woman to serve as vice president and be on a major party ticket, as a DEI hire. Is that acceptable language to you? And will you tell those?
By the way, he did announce that he was going to pick a black woman. So that he did the same for his Supreme Court pick. We're going to pick the best black woman we can pick. Now, they didn't, but this is my whole point. By definition, she's a DEI hire. When you go, we're going to hire a black woman, and when you make that announcement, you're retarded.
Republicans and those supporters to stop it.
How do you define DEI? Go ahead.
Watch this.
How do you define
diversity, equity, inclusion?
Okay, yeah. Go ahead. Is that what your definition?
Give me a definition.
She goes, that is literally the words. She has no idea what a definition is. I bet she doesn't know what an acronym is.
Would you give me a definition of that? Give me a definition.
Sir, I'm asking you a question.
No, you have to define it. Define it for me, if you will.
I just defined it, sir. Do you believe that Vice President Kamala Harris is only on the ticket because she is a black woman?
Well,
I believe she's only on the ticket because she's stupid and she's there. I believe she was only the vice president because she was a black woman. Yeah. So I guess if you extrapolate it out, yes. But
I can say, no, I think it's maybe a little bit different. So I've known her a long time indirectly, not directly very much. And she was always of Indian heritage, and she was only promoting Indian heritage. I didn't know she was black until a number of years ago when she happened to turn black, and now she wants to be known as black. So I don't know, is she Indian or is she black?
She has always identified as a black woman.
I respect either one, but she obviously doesn't, because she was Indian all the way, and then all of a sudden she made a turn, and she became a black.
It's not bullshit, too. Again, you can go back and look. She always, when she talked about herself until she got into the White House on the ticket with Joe Biden, she always said she was Indian.
Person. Just to be clear, sir, do you believe that somebody
should look into that, too, when you ask a continue in a very hostile, nasty tone?
It's a direct question, sir. Do you believe that Vice President Kamala Harris is a DEI hire, as some Republicans
really
have said?
I really don't know. Could be. There are some, and there are plenty. I know this lady right over there, Harris, is a fantastic person who just interviewed me at length. And we had a great interview, I think, and I heard you got very good ratings on that
interview.
Well,
you told me it was the longest one of your life, so we had a good discussion.
Okay.
So that's another host on the stage who interviewed Trump before this, who likes Trump and gets along with Trump, and is really shitting on the first lady's point.
Okay. Listen, I don't really know how else to
Look at this. Kamala brags about becoming the first Indian senator in American history. When it's convenient, she's Indian because she's very light skin. But, you know, again, the darker you are now, the more frequent flyer miles you get.
Is that Kamala Harris, for the early part of her career, ran a Harris?
Not good.
So don't come for me, all right? Come after the Sacramento Bee, right? Who was the local paper.
Indian American.
For Kamala Harris. Hey, not mine. He was the American senator. Happened just about.
I'll do it again.
Mr. President, how do you...
A cognitive exam?
I interrupt you, but would you consider taking the cognitive test?
Mr. President.
I would love to
And
do
make it.
It
public.
Well, I've already taken two of them, but I'll do it again.
Mr. President, how do you intend to...
I suggested, Harris... that let's take one. I said, Joe and I will go and take a cognitive test. Now, I'd do it with her, too. I would do it with her also. You know what? She failed her law exam. She didn't pass her law exam, so maybe she wouldn't pass the cognitive test.
Mr. President, are you saying she wouldn't pass? Just to be clear.
So he's saying that for people that don't know, who was she fucking? Who was Kamala Harris fucking? R. Kelly? Was it, who was the rapper Kamala Harris used to be like a side piece to? It was like R. Kelly or something? And then, again, I mean, imagine being in my chat going like, can we do steel toe? No! By the fact that we're not doing it, no! I mean, you will be gone. You'll just be gone for being, not again, for repeating the same thing. Get a new thing. Get a new thing. Every day, but toe. I'm not, this isn't a steel toe A-log show. You're mistaken. You've listened to Aaron too much. Maybe you like steel toe. Aaron thinks this show is all about steel toe. Maybe you like steel toe. Huh. Maybe you're so dumb, you like steel toe. And you believe everything he says. Are you dumb?
He's giving you the facts.
So the answer is no. The answer is no.
To be.
Oh, man. This was a.
I don't want to hear this. Guy.
Just.
I want to watch the thing.
And it's very, very fun. So, obviously, Donald Trump on the defensive. You're the people who
can. Yet, he can be president. Isn't that nice?
Mr. President,
but they really can't stand trial. And yet, isn't that something? He's incompetent and he can't stand trial. And yet.
That was a real thing that they said, by the way, in that report. In that, like, special prosecutor report against Biden for the laptop and all that shit. They literally said in it that Biden was too incompetent to stand trial. But he can hold the nuke codes? I don't, like, we're living in, we really are, like, the crazy thing is that the American people hear that and go like, yeah, it's fine. I mean, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Yeah, he's not competent enough to stand trial, but he's president.
He can be president.
Oh, sorry, Montel Williams. I was thinking Montel Jordan. Hold on, she fucked Willie Brown, the mayor. Yeah, she had an affair with him while he was married, and then she got her attorney general position after that, even though she failed law school. And then she was in a Montel Jordan. She was on a Montel Williams program. What'd you say? Thoughts on Dave Smith. Who that? Oh, from the Legion of Skanks? I don't know. I have no idea what he's... What was he doing? He was always nice to me. He was always a nice guy. At the end of the day, will it change your life if one of two utter fuckwits become president? The problem is... I'm not under any doubt. Maybe you're just too dumb to deal with. I don't think anything's going to happen in my, I'm probably fine, but I don't know. Things accelerate fine. The children, think of the children. It's just like, I'm pretty sure Donald Trump calls the shots in the Donald Trump sphere. By how many people get fucking fired by him on the reg? Now, again, is that a good thing? To keep firing everybody around you is not a complete sycophant? No. No one gets fired in the Joe Biden campaign. He has no idea what's going on. And if you think Joe Biden's a dumb puppet, we're about to get, like, a dumber puppet. Why do they want Kamala all of a sudden? Again, when you go back and look at like all the primaries, she got no votes. No one wants Kamala. No one. And she's a heartbeat away from being president of the United States. And you can go, well, if nobody wants her, then nobody will vote her in. I mean, that's not, I would like to agree with you, but that's not the way the world works. Again, you have two pills, and a lot of people like a lot of people vote just so the other pill doesn't get eaten. We're just in a weird fucking place. But I just like I know that Trump's probably called the shots in the Trump universe, and Kamala Harris is a puppet that has no idea. Remember, she didn't go to Europe for the first time until 2021. She'd never been to Europe. So she's going to go handle meetings with diplomats and hobnob and shake hands with world leaders. She's going to be at the G8 putting policy together. She has no business doing that. Just like I don't. And again, I'm smarter than Kamala Harris. Fact. I assume you're smarter than Kamala Harris. I hope, for your sake. Do you know the words to Wheels on the Bus? Do you know the melody? You're smarter than Kamala Harris. You're smarter than Kamala Harris. She'd never been to Europe. It's far away, man. It's far away. You're putting words when you guys all you're losing already when you go like, so you're saying Trump's good because they're bad. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Are you okay? Why do you have to do that? No, I'm saying what I'm saying. So you think just because one's that the other one? No, I'm saying what I'm saying. Did you hear it? Colin Madden, thank you for gifting a membership. That means so much to me and my family. And we'll be able to eat tonight. We'll be able to strap on some dildos. Anyway, I really noticed the parallels in the play a clip when people just lie through their teeth. So literally the mainstream news tonight, I imagine every news story in your neighborhood and your on your nose and on your street. They all went live tonight and told you Trump went to a black journalist convention today and insulted all the blacks and they all hated him and he was rude and mean and he left early and boy, the blacks know better than to vote for that Trump. When it's like, that ain't what's happening. That ain't what's happening. And again, what do they think's going to, like, how does that, are you watching that at home going like, wow, people seem to really hate Trump. I guess I'll go vote Kamala. I guess I like Kamala now. When I watched that clip, and I know Steel Toe did that today, the white men for hair, it's some of the most cringe, embarrassing shit you've ever seen in your life. It's like Bradley Whitford and Rob Lowe, you know. Oh, they were on the West Wing, so they must know about what's going on with the politics. They do? Okay. Who? Gonzo? He was warned. I'll wait for Chicken Boy to ask again in 3 minutes. So, Toe? And now you won't have to worry about it. And now you can save your fingers from typing it every 3 minutes. By the way, Toe was next on the list. We were going to actually do Steel Toe next, but we're not now because Gonzo. I won't do it. I've been waiting to go over Johnny Crutches crying about this California girl until everyone's covered it. Everyone's already covered it. But I won't do it. No Steel Toe tonight. That's just a fact. I don't feel like it, and now I'm soured. Now I'm in a bad mood, and you can all suck my dick. I did stumble up onto an amazing new genre of Training Tuesday videos. Holy shit. And I think I got into them because of that Nintendo. What did we watch last time? The Nintendo training. They had these videos that they sent out to like stores and like marketing reps. And the creative package that they put together for this stuff. Insane. So I have those on the back burner. I'm really excited about that. I have some other Training Tuesday videos, but it's not Tuesday, so can't really do that, you know? Oh, this is all old. What did somebody tell me to do today that I said was evergreen? Oh, yeah. We got a new... This is a little old, but there's some updates. But maybe we'll just do this one now because we haven't ever really watched this. And it's kind of a great segue. You know, we haven't checked in on Daddy Derek in a while. That's Cool Cat Daddy Derek. And he's got his hands full, really, with his creative characters. He's got Cool Cat, Dirty Dog. He's got all the videos and all the... I don't have my bong, so deal with it. He's got all the videos and all the coloring books and stuff. But now he's got a... He's created a new character called Hood Rat. And I think what I think... This is as close as he can do to blackface and get away with it. And about a month ago, he put this video out. I've been meaning to get to it forever, but the steel toe stuff is just so strong. So strong. I think he wants to be a black guy here. And we've heard him rap before on a lot of different projects he's done. He's no stranger to rapping for us. But this one's a little... You tell me.
Yo, yo, yo. I'm Hood Rat. I got something to say. And listen up so we can all be clear.
Okay.
So he's Hood Rat. He has something to say. Listen up so we can all be clear. There's a lot of crap coming down, and I'm telling you, I'm not down.
Okay, so just so you know, Daddy Derek, Derek Savage, is a Trump guy. Derek Savage is a Trump supporter. So if you think this is what I am, if you think I see this and go like, let me go stand with these guys. Now, do I want to go stand with this guy over... Yeah, it's a tough choice. It's a tough choice. Godspeed on election day, everybody. Again, I'm not telling you who to vote for. I'm telling you that a minute ago, they were hiding one because she was so embarrassing. And the other one, they have to constantly lie about because if they told you how well he was doing, you'd eat your own shit. Literally, we watched two news channels go like, it was embarrassing and he did so bad, insulted all the blacks. When he was killing with them. It's not what happened at all. By the way, at the end of that clip, he gets up, he shakes all their hands, says goodbye. He's so rude.
I see my city falling apart. The streets are filthy with drug addicts.
Now, where is this? The Market and Frankfurt line? Where is this? He said, I see my city falling apart. He lives in Vegas. I don't think we have a Market Frankfurt line of some sort of public transit that doesn't exist here. This is Philly.
Got it now. The price of gas is through the roof.
No, it's not. The economy's great.
The cost of food will strangle you.
What the fuck? He's got like, look at it. He's got like these black surgical gloves on. What is this? And his black hoodie's so old and faded. It looks like Mersh's microphone. It's just charcoal colored compared to all the brand new black stuff.
Oh, the stores are closing down. What
is Hood Rat going to do without Pier 1 import? What is he going to do?
Where do I go to buy some food?
Where do I go to buy some food? It's just hood rat trying to teach about food deserts. Beloved Chatter Voting Prague says, tell me you've seen Derek's new genre of novels. What do you mean new? He's been writing the trashy romance sex garbage for a long time. What is he doing now? You don't fuck with this guy. I don't fuck with MSNBC. Simple as. Huh? I mean, I don't like watch MSNBC, but I'll watch clips of stuff. I like to see what people are doing. It's great. It's great.
I'm sick and tired of the politicians. Them dirty people always be lying. Those Democrats say they're here to help us, but Hood Rat says they're here to hurt us. They come for our vote every 4 years, then they disappear.
It's like all they, it really is like all they do is tell poor people, like, you're being taken advantage of. We're going to help. It's like, when will you? You've been in office a million times. When does it help? When does the help come? I feel bad for the people who like believe it. Like, no, the government's, they're going to come help me. The government cares. And by the way, is that what you want to be? Dependent on the government? You fucking pussy.
Just like a roach. My eyes have changed and I'm seeing clearer. And Hood Rat is saying Donald Trump is the leader.
Donald Trump is the leader. These guys, people like this guy hurt Trump. Like, this guy's a nut.
Hood rat, hood rat for Trump. Hood rat, hood rat for Trump.
Is that a T? Or is he just the worst at dabs?
When Trump was president, my pockets were fat.
Fat's capitalized?
Now with Biden.
When Trump was president, my pockets were fat. Now Biden's president, and most of my pockets are still fat. All of my clothes are pretty fat.
They're like a balloon going flat.
Oh, you're saying this was paid for by a Harris pack?
Hood Rat is riding with Donald J. Trump. It makes me feel free. When I became a man, I left the crack behind. Now Hood Rat wants what's right for my family.
Why won't you help Hood Rat do what's right for his family? Why won't you help? Gonzo says go to Moldova. Sorry for getting out of line earlier, Miss Toe. No hard feelings. I can't. I'm only human. Every time I look over, you're going like, but Toe. Gonzo voted Latvia. Would you vote for M. Holt Crutches over Harris? Jesus Christ. Again, none of it really matters, but like, if Harris is the president, first of all, we don't have a vice president yet, but it's probably going to be Buttigieg. I mean, who again today Buttigieg are on that, white dorks for Harris or whatever. He was like, I don't know why dudes should want abortion to be federally legal everywhere because it's about freedom. Like, this is for men. Everybody keeps talking about it for women. This is about freedom for men. Because if you knock a woman up, you don't want to have to worry about that. You want legal abortion. And it's like, it's such a fucking, hey, ew. You know what I mean? Like, God, don't you want to just be able to go around and shoot your goofy goo into girls and not worry about it? It's like, yeah, that is the only reason to not use protection. But also, like, the guy still doesn't get any say in it. If the girl wants to have the kid, you're having the kid. Women can just have kids and wreck men's lives. Like, a woman could just keep fucking men and having babies and not really have any responsibility other than sucking money away from the man to pay for it all. It really is crazy. One woman can ruin six men's lives in a decade. It's wild. She can just sit back and collect checks from all of them for doing nothing other than refusing to kill it. So I think that's all gross. It's all disgusting. I think the women who like go to like protest for legal abortion and bring babies on chains covered in blood and swing them around, I think it's all gross. Again, I'm for abortion. I think abortion should be legal. But I think you're gross celebrating it and wanting it so much. How many abortions do you want to get? Optimally, how many punches on your Subway Club sub card would you like to get for killing babies? I mean, are you okay? I'd say you should shoot for zero. Are they fun? Do you want to go? Do you feel nothing? I you might be dead inside. Again, I don't want a kid. Kill it. But is it fun? Are we swinging babies around? We're gonna... You sound like Hood Rat.
I used to avoid politics, but now we got no choice. Those Democrats always pushing it on us. I'm feeling worried about World War III.
This is what they do to just fucking like... Idiots. They make everyone scared. We got no choice. I'm worried about World War III. Don't worry about it. You can't stop it or make it happen. Unless you're Matthew Broderick in War Games.
Hello, Faulkner. Would you like to play a game?
It's Joe Biden's fault. He got us in this.
What? It's just all like none of it's anything. Nobody's saying anything.
Trump was president. I didn't like him.
Yes, you did. This is another just piece of propaganda put out by a moron. You loved Trump. You love Trump.
But now things have changed, and I really miss him. Hood rat for Trump. Hood rat.
He didn't even go into like a chorus or anything. He's just trying to force a chorus.
Rat, hood rat for Trump. Now I'm closing this song, and I hope you got the message. Joe Biden has destroyed the economy, and we need Trump for president. Trump 2024.
Hoodratraps.com.
I'm Hood Rat, and I endorse this message. Yeah. Yo, 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 it's Hood Rat, and I hope you like my music. My producer, Derek Savage, has been real cool, so I want you to go out and buy his content.
Hold on, I'm sorry, is Hood Rat the rapper trying to sell me coloring books?
His new novel is powerful.
Whoa. Whoa. Yeah, this is what Beloved Chatter was talking about. I got all high expecting this show to be goofy. Then you hit me with this bullshit. By the way, Derek is writing about the second coming of Christ.
Yo, yo, yo. Sit down. Let me tell you a story about the disciples.
Every woman needs his self-defense film. Yeah. For the kids, it's Cool Cat. And Cool Cat's the coolest. Hood Rat loves these movies.
What the fuck?
And the clothes are clean. Check it.
And the clothes are clean. Are you tired of ordering clothes from places that send you dirty clothes?
Now that's SavageOne.com or CoolCatLovesYou.com. Or you come visit me at HoodRatRaps.com.
.coms are cheap. I got like 7 of them.
Okay, so he has done some more, I hear. Hood Rat has made some more appearances. Is it just it? Oh no. What is this? Why is he? What the fuck?
Hey guys, what's happening? It's Derek, and I want to tell you about the new project.
Okay, he looks rough. He looks rough. One time on Below Deck, I saw Captain Lee in his tidy whities after he just woke up, and he looked like this. I mean, how long have you been at sea? Tom Hanks looked better than this when they found him on that island after like 7 years or whatever. What in the fuck, dude?
Here, I need to bring some people on board with it also. Got a couple new projects.
Wait, he talks so fast and he's got marbles in his mouth.
Hey, guys, what's happening? It's Derek.
Count the number of times he does the Black Power fist. Oh, yeah. Shit.
And I want to tell you about the new project here. I need to bring some people on board with it also. Got a couple new projects working on. Second one. Literally everybody will be able to get involved.
I mean, tell me you do cocaine without telling me you do cocaine. Yeah, Sig Hansen from Deadliest Catch. Yeah. I mean, it's like he's on cocaine and he can't wait to tell us about all his ideas.
I want to tell you about the new project here. I need to bring some people on board with it also. Got a couple new projects working on. Second one, literally everybody will be able to get involved with that. But on this one right here is... I have numerous children's books, and and I've been seeing some fantastic.
I mean, this guy can't talk.
Programs out there that can bring life to the pictures. I mean, literally make the backgrounds move and everything. It's amazing what you can do on a computer nowadays.
So we've gotten a couple glimpses of his computer that he edits all his movies and videos on. It's literally like a 2007 or 8 iMac. It's got like, you know, OS 9 on there with Sherlock. And we see like the brushed metal interface with Aqua, you know, that liquidy blue scroll bar look that Windows had around the turn of, or that Mac had around the turn of the century. So that's what he's editing on in 2024. And so now he's like, God, you seen what some of these new computers can do?
And what I'm going to do is, to my knowledge, it's the first time it's ever been done, and that would be a book-to-movie project.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's ever done that. Book-to-movie? Doesn't ring a bell. Carry on.
Now, usually when you hear that term, it's a novel to a feature film. Oh, here's my brand new novel. Look at this. Apocalypse, The Second Coming. Oh, Lordy B, it is.
Lordy B.
It's just, this will rock your world. But we'll talk about this later. But now, what I'm thinking is this would actually be a real book to film. I don't think that's ever been done before. If I'm wrong, hey, you let me know.
I don't understand. It's usually...
To my knowledge, it's the first time it's ever been done, and that would be a book-to-movie project. Now, usually when you hear that term, it's a novel to a feature film. Oh,
right. A novel to a feature film. Hillbilly Elegy.
Here's my brand new novel. Look at this. Apocalypse, The Second Coming. Oh, Lordy B, it is just, this will rock your world. But we'll talk about this.
So usually it's a novel, but this is going to be the first time it's a book? What does that even mean?
Later. But now, what I'm thinking is this would actually be a real book to film.
So not a novel. This won't be like Gone Girl was a book and then they made it into a movie. That's a novel. This will be like a real book. Like what? This won't be like Sharp Objects, okay? This would be a real book. It won't be like The Girl from the Train. Patrick, do you know any stories that don't involve dead women? No.
I don't think that's ever been done before. If I'm wrong, hey, you let me know. But okay, each book has 30 pages plus...
No, this is a real book. This isn't like those. This isn't like those little shitty novels they keep making films out of.
The cover, I'm thinking four books each would be 120, and you know, to lay the dialogue on it, that would bring them right at 60 minutes. With credits, we're over 60 minute mark, and that's where we need to be right there.
So he has coloring books, and look at this. 120 pages, 30 seconds each. Because that's how you make movies. That's how you make movies. You have coloring books, and you go, that'll probably be 30 seconds a page. Will it be? Why? Write a script. Write a script. The only way you can tell how long this is going to be is if you write a script. When they go, how many... When you get a sitcom, you're like, we're going to shoot 20 pages. That should take this long to shoot. They're not. It's not a coloring book pages. You got to write a script. This is wild.
60 minutes with credits. We're over 60 minute mark, and that's where we need to be right there. Okay, the first one would be four Cool Cat books. Wow, look at this. Bingo.
So those are books, but the books they make movies out of, they're not. Interview with a Vampire. Not a real book.
Second one is going to be another four Cool Cat books. Good Lord Almighty, look at that.
Look at all the movies. Good Lord Almighty, look at all the movies we're going to do. New Jersey Ranger says everyone with this accent is on coke. Theo Vaughn, Rob Saul. Gonzo, it's like if Scarface of Al Pacino was selling children's books, but also doing tons and tons of coke still. See, I like this. You ban Gonzo. The only way he can talk is to send money in. We'll get you unbanned. Nobody's holding grudges over here. Tonight you got me. And, you know, Shit Show's probably next, or Rudy Vega, or RC Nation, or T-Gun. You never know. You never know when I'll turn.
And the third one, hey, it's going to be Charlie the Trout, baby. We're going to be having some fun on that.
Charlie the Trout, baby? We're going to be having some fun on that one? Why?
The first one would be four Cool Cat books. Wow, look at this. Bingo. The second one is going to be another four Cool Cat books. Good Lord Almighty, look at that. And the third one, hey, it's going to be Charlie the Trout, baby. We're going to be having some fun on that.
Okay, does he have a lapel mic on? Do you hear all this shuffling of his shirt?
The second one is going to be another four Cool Cat books. Good Lord Almighty.
Oh, yeah. It's like on his second button down, so it's in his armpit.
Look at that. And the third one, hey, it's going to be Charlie the Trout, baby.
Trolley the Trout?
We're going to be having some fun on that one.
Fuck yeah, because we gotta shoot it down by the waterfront.
And then the fourth one will be for the baby books. You know, we need to make something for the babies also.
Fuck this microphone. Why wouldn't you clip it up by your fucking collar? Why would you clip the microphone so we just have all this ruffling?
So they deserve to be happy too, at least I think so. So hey guys, if you can make pictures.
Okay, I love the energy. He does these energy changes all the time. He gets real serious. Oh, hi, we got all these books. It's going to be fun. So hey guys, what we need from you.
Happy too, at least I think so. So hey guys, if you can make pictures.
The energy shift, you can feel it.
The Trout, baby. We're going to be having some fun on that one. And then the fourth one will be for the baby books. You know, we need to make something for the babies also. They deserve to be happy, too. At least I think so. So, hey, guys, if you can make pictures move, well, two things will have to be done to these right here. First of all, these are in a portrait format. We need to change it to 16 by 9 for film. And I have seen programs out there, too, on Twitter and everything, to where they can do it easily. I mean.
So he's like, the books are in portrait format, but we're going to need them in 16 by 9. And I know there's programs out there that can do it. So the title of this movie is Hiring Picture Animator for Movie Project. But he thinks they need a program to help convert the books down to the right. He's been doing this directing, writing, producing, editing, making films for 20 years. And he has no idea what he's talking about.
It's incredible what they can do. Bottom line, what I'm hoping...
So now he's using the green screen. This is the first time.
...is on these programs. You'll just be able to make the adjustment and everything to where... They can do it easily. I mean, it's incredible what they can do. Bottom line, what I'm hoping is on these programs, you'll just be able to make the adjust or the settings and then drop the pictures in. And it does its magic.
So if I get this correct, what he wants is scanned pages of these shitty coloring books and then just have the slides up of the page for 30 seconds and call that a movie?
If that's how it is, that would be fantastic. And this
fantastic
and be done quickly right here. So, hey, if you can do this, love to talk to you. The email is coolcatlovesyou@yahoo.com or the website.
He must be picturing like a narration with like a Ken Burns effect, like panning over the illustrations in the book.
CoolCatLovesYou.com. Well, hey,
which again, they've still done a million times.
You know, Cool Cat Loves You, Baby Doll.
Baby Doll now.
And be sure to tell your friends. If you got friends that's good with all these new programs, hey, you know, you just put something out cool. And there's four different projects here, so there's
one. How much do you want to reach out to him and do this for him and make it just so much worse than it could be? Don't you want to just do this for him and make it so bad? Gonzo said, if you don't unban me now, Patrick, I'm going to leave forever and become a fan of Chad and KB to stick it to you the way Dirty Dalish did. And then Gonzo again, following up, Cool Cat reminds me of my uncle after his divorce. Yeah, he's just in this empty house. He's got nowhere to go, nothing to do. Onslaught 43, thanks for becoming a member. Appreciate that. On Fonum, this slaps hard of we bumping this in Chirac all day, Trump 24. What? I don't speak gay.
For a few people now, okay? Hey, you take it easy. Bye.
Bye. Bye, you take it easy now. You promise me you'll take it easy? Gun, knives, mace. What is this? What is he doing?
Candy Graham. Oh, I mean, I have an appointment with your husband. Is he home?
Oh, yeah. My husband's right here.
Why does the guy outside the door sound closer to the camera than you?
Candy Graham. Oh, I mean, I have an appointment with your husband. Is he home?
Oh, yeah. My husband's right here.
With new horror stories happening every day, how can you be safe?
Dude, did he just shoot the world? Did he just blow up the world? Why does he have the strap around his neck?
You about to be what?
A Gucci Gucci Goo! A Gucci Gucci Goo!
Now this time we're going to use a pistol.
Hey, what? Why?
Oh my god! No! Back off or I'll shoot!
Oh!
Nice try, Cardiff.
I truly believe that women need to know how to defend themselves.
Absolutely. I think women are crazy not to have a gun. But you also have to be very aware of what's around you.
And I was really badly beaten.
Guns.
Why is that funny?
Guns, knives, mace, covers.
These are videos he sells on eBay. Gun self-defense for women? He literally sells these videos.
From basic to advanced knowledge on guns.
From pistols to shotguns.
Now, I'm not a gun expert by any means.
Basic to advanced knowledge on guns.
Is this the normal at ease stance? Holy shit.
Guns.
And then this is the face you want to make. You want to barely even look where you're shooting. You want to squint your eyes closed and then fire with both weapons immediately. Holy shit. Holy shit. Bang, bang, bang. Bang, bang, bang. Cowboys and Indians, I've tucked in my shirt. Why do I shoot with my eyes closed? Because they're full of dirt. At ease.
From pistols to shotguns.
Oh, no. Liz Vaughn, first time gun shooter. Ah! And the audio dropped super low. It's not, that's his editing.
This film also covers mace, stun gun, karate self-defense, knife protection.
Whoa, did you get a load of that camp? Fuck. Not since Butch Bradley have I seen that much action.
Gun. Karate self-defense.
Look at this camera guy. Holy shit. As if that's not enough. As if this peculiar body shape is not enough. The hair. When we see what is going on, where does he find these people? Carlos Danger, somebody said. Oh my God. It really is wild. Look at this guy. Oh. What are they shooting on? An Arri Alexa? Holy shit. Look at these little headphones.
Knife protection.
It's like that guy Phil Elmore.
Karate self-defense. Knife protection. Defense. Knife protection.
The faces he makes. We gotta go. We gotta see the faces he makes coming at you with that knife. Fuck. Fuck, dude. Savage. Is that how you come at people with knives? Whoa! A little steel toe wrist action. Holy shit. What's this move called? The look over there? What's that over there? I call this the David Copperfield.
Knife protection.
If you blink, you'll miss it. Now, this is why we think he's divorced. I mean, look at this house. First of all, what is this chair rail and power cable? Look at this paint job. Like, what? Gold-plated outlets or gold-plated light switches. And then, like, a power cable running down. This weird, like, half-painted wall. He's got one shitty piece of art. And down here, if you look, he's hung up Cool Cat posters on the wall. And here's something his wife took. This is why we think he's divorced. Like, this house is not... No woman lives here. There's no way a woman lives here. He's thrice divorced, said someone.
Clearing your house.
Clear. Now, would you be clearing it from upstairs?
To getting your concealed weapons.
Oh, no.
Permit.
In a perfect world, it'd be nice. If nobody needed a gun, it'd be so nice. But the reality is it's somewhat different.
You got three bad guys coming at you. Boom.
Cardiff's back, and this time he's got a paring knife.
Protecting your family.
No one holds knives like that. And then what? Is this his ex, what, her ex-husband? He's, if I can't have you, nobody can.
Give me the money.
What money? Who gets robbed in the middle of the day coming out of their apartment? What's going on?
Hey, back up!
Whoa! You just brought Mace to a knife fight.
People are really bold these days. You have to learn to protect yourself.
Wow. He just likes touching women. No, I'm helping him learn to shoot. And they come over and maybe one of them can help me learn to shoot. Guns, knives, and mace. Self-defense for all.
Hey there, Big Sauce. If you are thinking that the vibe over here is just like that drug deal scene from Boogie Nights with Sister Christian playing in the background, that would be a bingo, you cool cat.
Book to film update. Oh, great.
Well, hey, guys, what's happening? You know, I tell you what, I'm looking in the monitor right now, and
I tell you what.
I gotta say, I am looking stylish today.
Yeah, you're really keyed out well. Who does your green screening? The guy who did the first six seasons of Tosh.0? Hello! How do you not see all the green bleeding over on everything?
Hey, and it's not me, but it's the Cool Cat Loves You t-shirt. That's right. And, you know, no wardrobe is complete. Well, that's...
What's that? Wardrobe? He's got a real bad speech impediment. The children need a new wardrobe.
T-shirt, that's right. You know, no wardrobe is...
Wardrobe?
The Cool Cat Loves You t-shirt, that's right. You know, no wardrobe is complete. Well, that's some Cool Cat merchandise in there. You know that's right. Got a bunch of t-shirts for you. So come by and get your Cool Cat merchandise today at CoolCatLovesYou.com. You know? Hey, but this is an update on a video I posted, a couple of videos about the book to film project. Well, on the Cool Cat idea, it's not going to work.
Why not?
And the simple reason is, so many of these pictures, you'll see like they're cut off like half a head, okay, or like half the body right there, and it...
Some of these pages are even just fully transparent. Like if you look right here, this is just missing. And they said they can't make a movie out of that. He didn't know he'd have to get stuff re-illustrated. You said you wanted to hire...
It just will not, like right here even. I mean, all the wrestlers. This is Cool Cat Loves Wrestling. And I'm thinking about making a live action of this one.
You are? I'm thinking of making a live action version of this one.
Really? I got a great idea. I'll share that.
I've got a really good.
With you later. But the idea will work beautifully. Or the Trolley the Trout books. And these books are super cool right here. Trolley makes friends. He meets a bunch of fish that are different than him. Tolerance, you know? And Trolley finds a gun. You know, Cool Cat saves the kids or find the gun scene.
Why would Trolley the fish find a gun? Is he magnet fishing?
It came from this. I wrote this book first. And then Trolley and the stolen necklace. You know, Trolley teaches kids that stealing is no good. That's right. Now, here's my...
A fish found a necklace. And a gun? Where is he just hanging out at the Lost and Found? What's going on? What is this about? By the way, the Cool Cat one, the kids find a gun. He's obsessed with finding guns. Gonzo says, Croatia, cool cats, still cooler than Steel Toe. Is it toe time? Not yet. CK Wan says, pretty sure this guy is the redneck equivalent to the drunk Russian cosmonaut from Armageddon. And he wants me to go to Budapest.
Idea, guys. And hey, give me a comment. Tell me how you like it. I read your comments, and I truly appreciate them all. You know, I appreciate all the cool cat fans out there. You're truly loved over here.
You pay my mortgage, and I couldn't. We got to reach the goal.
In our health, in our household.
This is Aaron Imholt when he gets older. He'll, like, give up on Steel Toe and start writing books. How to keep the kids off drugs. The kids find a bullet of cocaine. The kids find four adults in a bed.
But okay, have a cool cat live action where he, and then it blows into Charlie the Trout.
What?
And then we could go back to cool cat. You know,
cats and fish hanging out. It's like, have you ever seen a Nine Lives commercial?
No, but right there, that would be something cool.
If we could get, like, a cat to open a can of... You ever seen Garfield?
And have Cool Cat. I was thinking, how can we get Cool Cat to the water? Well,
you can take a cat to water, but you can't make him act.
Would be pretty cool. And he's watching on TV, and it's a rock skipping contest. And then he wants to enter the contest.
I do find out about most local rock skipping contests from the television.
So I drive him there, and wouldn't you know who the other rock skipping contestant is?
Dirty Dog?
The Dirty Dog.
Of course. They are the two best rock skippers in... What are we doing? It's sadder than Aaron Imholt in a way, because this guy's not making any money. It's like, this is... What is the plan for our lives? And again, you know he has kids. Like...
And Dirty Dog tries to punk Cool Cat, and you know what's going to happen.
He always gets... We don't know what's going to happen. And then Dirty Dog tries to punk Cool Cat. Oh, it gets crazy. You know how it goes. We don't. What does tries to punk Cool Cat mean? This guy's stuck in fucking... I think he lives in the time whenever... You know, like beauty school dropouts were made fun of, and Grease Lightning was a thing.
Aaron, wouldn't you know who the other rock skipping contestant is? It's Dirty Dog. And Dirty Dog tries to punk.
Watch how excited an adult man gets about a thing he made up and hasn't done yet. It's like Chad when he was going to walk up and scream at me at the Borgata.
Cool Cat, and you know what's going to happen there. I don't even know what's going to happen there. I haven't written that yet.
You know what's going to happen. I don't, because I haven't written it, but you know.
That's why I like your comments, if you like the idea.
That's why I like your comments, to see if you like the idea. The idea of the thing you haven't written yet? How would that work? Gonzo, still throwing in money. Cool Cat came to my fourth grade book fair in 2011, and now me and half my classmates can't shit right over a decade later. Cat cock hurts. They are barbed.
And I could put Beaver in it where Beaver tried to throw the rock, but it just goes and drops in.
Remember, Beaver was a character that was just a stuffed animal beaver that he pulled on a string through the sand while going, I'm a beaver. It's like, what the fuck?
And Dirty Dog, and you know, you're such a dumb little beaver, you can't even throw a rock. You know, Dirty Dog's being mean, and Cool Cat says, you better back up now, leave Beaver alone.
Are you gonna come? What the fuck is going on? You know, and that's how, and you know.
And Cool Cat can be the hero to stop the bullying there. And, but yeah, I think that will work pretty good. And see, on the Trolley of the Trout books, Everything is all the characters are drawn in, and it would be very easy to make it by 16 by 9 because it would have just the characters and put a real flowing water behind it with. You know, with the characters in it, I think.
Say characters again.
Yeah, it would be good. But how
do you? What do you?
You guys like that storyline? Let me know there, and take it easy.
Ugh. Cool cat. Cool cat. Cool cat. Cool cat. Cool cat. What else has he got? What else has he been doing? We're never going to have the 420 awards. They're so late this year. Jesus Christ. What the fuck? He just keeps putting up all the scenes from his movie. Here's Beaver. So yeah, that was Beaver. Not kidding. 9-second video. Very cool.
Hey guys, how's it going? It's Derek here. I tell you what, we got something really cool for you. First of all, I hope you're having a great holiday so far. You know, Chris.
All these guys' teeth. Just missing. Grayed out. You ever have teeth that are grayed out? Means you can't chew with them. You gotta go dismiss some setting in Windows. They're grayed out.
Coming up, and I got a package for you that I've never offered before. So just check this bad boy out. Hey, I tell you what. Look at this. We got all of the kids' books, all 8 Cool Cat books. We got the original.
How many of these things do you think he has just laying around his house?
Trolley the Trout books there. We got the 3 baby cats, Best Buddies, and the brand new Donnie the Dinosaur. You get a...
Donnie the Dinosaur? What is going on? Trolley the Trout, Cool Cat, Donnie the Dinosaur. This guy better get signed to Nickelodeon.
Cool Cat Loves You shirt with a mask with an original 1980s acting picture from back when I was doing doing a lot of acting back.
No. That's his headshot? I thought that was Knight Rider. Whoa. I don't even know what to say.
Back in the day, and you get my 3 DVDs, what I have right now, and of course my Bible Birdie Loves Jesus book, amen. And
Bible Birdie Loves Jesus.
Books. These kids' books, just so you know, I hand make all of these.
What the fuck?
I just made some more, so I'm going to make a video here.
So he's gluing paper, or he's got some book binder, or he got his wife left her Cricut when she moved out.
Soon to show you all the different steps, what it takes to make them. So these were all handmade. This is the full package right here. I tell you what, I only got a few of them with all of them, because these books.
I've been making books all night. These books take a long time to sew.
So really, they're a pain to make. They truly are. They take so much time and effort.
What in the... He's printing these books.
And I even have some. Now, these right here have the barcode on it. I do have one set that are galley copies.
Galley copies?
And only one of the galley copies. And what the galley copies are, so they're very... The first ones that I used to promote, to the publishers and all that stuff right there. So only one set of that. If you want the galley, let me.
Promote to the publishers? You just said you make all the books by hand. What publishers?
You know, they might be be worth something in a few shows. I sure hope.
Is HarperCollins calling? Is Pendant Publishing on the line?
They are too. And but guys, hey, I tell you what, you have a great day. Take care. There now.
Hip hip hip, the hop hop hop. I got a story to tell you about the coolest cat. His name is Cool Cat, and the kids love him so. So you better watch out. Because he's an anti-bullying hero. He's the rap master and everyone knows it's true. So you better not forget, so you're cool too. So if you want to rap and be real cool, then think of Cool Cat and the rhymes will come to you. Some rappers talk about crime and violence, but the real OGs preach that peace is power.
Isn't that nice?
Isn't that nice? Isn't that nice? Johnny Rockwell, it's gone 9 a.m. and you woke me up for this. I didn't do anything. Gonzo, Beaver raped me in 2011 at the Scholastic Book Fair. Jesus Christ.
I don't like the look of it.
Is that true? Remember the Scholastic Book Fair? Ay, ay, ay. No, cabrón. Sorry, no, cabrón. I gotta go find the next thing I want to watch. It is, yeah, I think it was this. How long ago did he make this one? Is this the right day? Is this today? Sorry! You know, you have a lot of choices for shows to watch here, and I don't really care. You're watching this one, and this is how it's going. So, I stand by that. And
Town Rockville.
Oh, this is real media video. He's got the whole internet going nuts. Apparently.
35 is our number today. It is our last two-a-day of the week, so knock out both those goals. Not right now, but I mean...
In the next 10 hours. So, I guess this was today. This was Wednesday morning. Does Aaron only have two shirts now? God, he's itching. He can't stop itching.
Knockout today, knockout tonight. And then we've only got Thursday left, so 335 is our number.
He doesn't count Friday because Friday, Rumble Fridays take care of themselves. Except when they don't. Except when they don't. Gonzo says this fool got some Jake Hudson blinds in his apartment. Yes, he does. Now say thank you for the toe.
I met with a few people yesterday that are going to make it much easier.
Look at him itching.
Either on the morning show audience or the evening show audience, which will be nice. And hopefully September 1st, we will start seeing the impact of the...
So September 1st, new sponsors, and they're going on the radio again. It's all coming together. You heard it here. September 1st. He's got two new advertisers and an old advertiser coming back, Raleigh's, which is another bar and grill he hangs out at. By the way, how good is his sponsor management? He's promoting two bars in Rockville, Minnesota. No, I'm sure they love that. I'm sure two different bars love you within the small...
Those moves that we're making here.
And wounded to a pit bull.
$330 away from overtime today. Let's go ahead and knock that out. You guys just keep chipping away at that, you know, overtime here. Just keep us, you know, keep us knocking it down, and I can shut my fucking mouth for the week, which I love doing and just doing the show.
Yeah, I love it too. I love when you just do the show. Probably my favorite part of the show is when you just do the show. Hello?
Hey, sorry, Patrick. I didn't even know you were taking calls. I just wanted to test and see. But thank you. Thank you for doing the show. I'm very, very excited about
it. Oh, this. Is this Gonzo?
Yeah, this is Gonzo. Sorry for being a jerk earlier.
You just wanted to call and you wanted to call and test to see.
Well, I just wanted to see if you were taking calls because nobody else called. I didn't.
I'm not even live, man. I'm not even live. This is all a simulation.
Personally. All right. Okay. Well, I just want to thank you.
We're all good. I'll unban you. Don't worry about it. We're all good. We don't have to kiss.
Let's go to. Thank you guys very much for your contribution.
I only do stuff to be funny. I try to get one segment a day where I go off on a chat room participant. It could be you. It could be you, but it's not. It's not today. Mike Cutts is our EP. I should say that for tonight. Tonight's impromptu show. Big supporter of the July. The Mike Cutts and then all these people too, of course. Can't say thank you enough for making our July everything it could be. Toe worthy.
Contributions. It's 3:30 today. It's quite a lot. So every all hands.
50,000. April made 50,000. She hasn't been paid since April. And his goal is still just 350, 330, 350.
Hands on deck. If you like our show, if you've been a fan of our show, throw in a little so I don't have to do this all day.
I heard they were talking about on Rocco's show, they're like, you know, it's like PBS. It's listener supported. But PBS doesn't do the fundraiser every day for every show. They do it like once a year. You know, imagine every show you want. Imagine like, all right, I know you're enjoying this episode of Friends, but if you ever want to see how Phoebe gets out of this one, we do want to hit that goal. We'd love to just look, we'd love to tie up Act 3 and just have fun doing like some crazy big blow at the end of the credits. But that's only if we have time. It's only if we have time. So if you like Friends, if you've been watching Friends, we've been on 3 seasons. And if you like Ross or Monica, we'll be back next episode. So if you really like Friends, support us and keep us.
I'm getting to that point in the week where I'm like, oh, God, I forgot. I do the begging thing for a living, too.
You forgot? I'm getting to the point in the week where I forgot I beg for a living. You forget? How much do you want to bet April just tossed and turned about the goal?
I'm starting to hate myself.
I'm starting to hate myself.
Thursday and Friday are real nice and easy because there's only one show.
Tit check. Your boy's getting fat. We're calling Aaron your boy, right?
No, I've got two today. We're off to a little bit of a slow start. So I'm just starting to feel that.
Why would you tell people that? I'm just starting to feel that. I'm getting anxious.
Fatigue of I'm up enough puke. So let's erase that and everybody chip in and make me not a beggy piece of shit today. Throw us a few bucks. We got a good show planned for you. I want to get to this next thing, which is the guy who wore opposing shirts to different rallies. And let's go ahead and get into the audience chat. What I really like to get into is some money.
Wow. Normal rules.
So I'm not a beggy fuff today.
I want you guys to hurry up and give me a lot of money so I don't have to beg for money. Otherwise, we won't be able to stick around later and beg for money. And it ultimately, if you guys don't keep supporting this show, we won't be around one day to beg for money. So
starting out as a beggy fuff today, but we're almost an hour in and we're 10 bucks in to today's goal.
I sent you 2 hats, bitch. You didn't get your hats? That's on you. If you're being serious, email me. Imagine starting that with me in my chat, you piece of shit.
Well, 330 is the number. Unload on us on Streamlabs, PayPal, Venmo, Super Chats, Rumble Rants. We've been knocking out goals this week by the skin of our cock-sucking teeth. And
you suck teeth with those cock?
I'd like to see that continue. It's our last 2 a day.
You suck teeth with those cocks?
Of the week today. Buffalo Jockey with $2 says, you're just a boomer. You'll learn how the internet works eventually. Yeah, I'm getting there. Fly High says, you missed the evening goal last night too, dude. No, we didn't. Fuck that.
Fuck no, we didn't, dude. Dude, did you even see the evening goal, dude? I never do, dude.
Oh, we got, we went over by $10.
Dude.
Last night. You are wrong, Fly High.
Fucking idiot. What are you doing?
We nailed it. somebody texting in, Jesus, there's poor, and then there's Johnny's parents poor.
Yep.
Oh, God.
Because they didn't have insurance. So you guys are losers. I would, like I said, I would like to see this premise pulled off, just not by the asshole who did it.
He knows.
That's all.
He knows that Johnny's leaving, and you can start to feel the tension between them. Cash said it's his favorite shirt, accentuates those A-cup baloney nipples.
You can call me
baloney nipples. That was the bit.
We are shitty right now. We are an hour into today's show, 325 away from this morning's goal. Go ahead and throw in a few bucks, and we'll give you a good show.
Why do you say it like that? Throw in a few bucks, and we'll give you a good show.
I promise. Just get her fucking down there.
Jesus, it's depressing.
That would be good. Streamlabs, PayPal, Venmo, Super Chats, etc.
By the way, he bragged that Slam Piece is setting up a new store for them. So I predicted by the end of the year, the new girl would be involved with the show. It's happened. We've already heard her walking around and talking to him off camera in the mornings while she's getting ready for her shift. But now she's building the show's store. She's going to run the show's store. He'll start telling you if you have a problem, email Slam Piece. She'll get your shirt out. Yeah, I guess he's trying something new. He's going to have his girlfriend be in charge of sending out the merch. Literally doing the same fucking mistake immediately.
It's been a slog this week, and I'm starting to feel it a little bit as a beggy, shitty podcaster. Thanks for throwing us a lifeline. We are
good news, Aaron. You're a radio man.
320 away from today's goal. More of that, guys. Everybody throw in a 10, and then I don't have to be a beggy twat the rest of the fucking day. It's definitely turned into the beggy twat show, though. That's for sure. I'm on the road to Beggy Twat Show today. 320 is the number. Go ahead, everybody, throw in a little bit while we're talking about other shit.
Why haven't you thrown in?
And then I don't have to be Beggy Twat guy. Hey, should I put koozies on the new store?
So this is all during a show. Should I put koozies on the new store?
Yeah.
Like, we're not going to be holding inventory with the new store. It's just going to be as demand. So,
as demand. Our new store is going to be as demand. You know how, like, you watch movies as demand and you download things as demand. And yeah, this will be like, we don't hold inventory. It all gets sent out as demand.
But yeah, a koozie would be fucking dope.
A koozie would be fucking dope.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Be giving away a shitload of hats to VIPs when the new store opens?
We're going to be giving away a shitload of hats to VIPs when the new store opens. The problem with his VIP program, he told VIPs they get every new shirt he comes out with forever, up to 4 shirts a year. Let me repeat that. If you're a steel toe VIP, which takes $250, hit the like button. hit it for $250. He'll send you 4 shirts a year for the rest of eternity. He's a good business guy. You also get 2 tickets to every show they ever do. And, dude, hats? Koozies would be fucking dope.
It's going to be fun.
He doesn't even believe it. He says so much shit. Remember when 1000% we just stumbled upon the best anniversary show ever? We're going to have Mix 96 and Country FM out there. Never followed up. Listen to him deflate while he tells you about the new store. It's almost like he believes it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, we're not going to be holding inventory with the new store. It's just going to be as demand.
As demand.
So, yeah, Koozie would be fucking dope. Be giving away a shitload of hats to VIPs when the new store opens. It's going to be fun.
don't hold your breath for your hat.
Your bottle koozies are cool, too.
Yeah. Thank you, Gray Duckling. $50 coming in from Gray Duckling, by the way. See, guys, that's the kind of shit that's going to keep the beggarman at bay.
Oh, will it? Or will you be back tomorrow with a whole new goal?
Is staying ahead of the chains, as it were. 270 away. Now we're back on track. 270 is the number for today. So I'm saying 200.
By 8 o'clock.
By 8 o'clock.
We know. I already knew that. How did I know that? The goal is made up of many goals. Not many like lots. Many like small. Many goals. 200 by 8 o'clock. 250 by 9:30.
And then, so now I don't have to be a beggy bastard until 8. Look at what.
And yet, here we are.
What you guys are doing. Just a fucking fine fleet of people you are. Being drunk, like you and April tried to hide her being high on the air. You know, I was thinking
about. Is that what you think? Is that what you think I did? That's sad that you think I did that.
About that yesterday, too, I was thinking about the. The arrest report or the search warrant yesterday, or the search warrant affidavit. Remember in the search warrant affidavit where it actually commented on our show? You know, because they talked about Nick being high on air and having the powder right on his nose and everything else. But they also talked about, like, when they were getting the search warrant, watching our show. Like, I didn't know they were monitoring us this whole time.
Aaron's shitting his pants because if Gino and Kiki aren't liars and flip a coin, but if they're not liars, the police are looking into Aaron for sharing Kayla's nudes, which he's so stupid he did live on air and there's a clip of him doing it. We're literally dealing with the dumbest guy alive.
And they said in the search warrant affidavit that we watched episodes of the Steel Toe Morning Show where April appeared strung out and high on some sort of stimulant. And by the time that all came out, like, April and I hated each other and we were getting divorced anyway. So, like, when I read it, I was like, instead of her going,
"Thought you wish her well,"
or instead of me going, "Oh, man, that's terrible that they found out she was high on coke while she."
Watch this.
She was on the show. Or
this is real Aaron right here. You want to know who he really is? Watch.
Or Molly or whatever. And I was, instead of thinking that way, I was thinking, yes, they totally thought I was clean, which I was. I mean, but I was.
They totally thought I was clean, which I was. Look at the panic.
Way, I was thinking, yes, they totally thought I was clean, which I was. I mean, but I was like, yeah, they even watched it. This guy who's had expert training and who's on stimulants, he looked at me and said,
"Did you see Johnny? Johnny can't believe how dumb Aaron is. Look at him. The minute Aaron starts celebrating, watch Johnny's face."
She was high on coke while she was on the show, or Molly or whatever. And, I was, instead of thinking that way, I was thinking, yes, they totally thought I was clean, which I was. I mean, but I was like, yeah.
Watch Johnny.
They even watched it. This guy.
He has to go over here and hide. He's laughing at Aaron so much.
said expert training and who's on stimulants, he looked at me and said, that boy's all right. These two, fucked up, strung out, high as a goddamn kite. The big guy? All right.
Yeah, it's not believable that this guy beats his wife at all. If you don't hate Aaron Imholt...
Oz be drunk on air and April be high on air. I don't know how much you know about adults, but you can't really let them be anything. They kind of just get to do shit. And you can tell them like, hey, could you not do that? Or, hey, I'm really worried that this is going a little too far.
So adults are their own people. They're responsible for them. Somebody made a great point, too. You know, he's trying to control the narrative now around April joining the Steel Toe Morning Show. In the beginning, it was like, that was my fault. I brought her in. I wanted to save her from her job. I wanted to rescue her from that hard work. Now he tells the story. She weaseled her way in. She's materialistic. She used me to become a part of the show.
And then once they yell at you and call you a piece of shit and a monster and a terrible guy, you really, I mean, that's kind of the end of the discussion.
It isn't. It isn't. Because there could be charges. If all they do is call you a piece of shit and an awful guy, then Nick Riccata has nothing to worry about.
There's really nothing more than you can do about that. Are you still, we need a daily girly update.
You hear how he changes the subject? Watch him change the subject from his own charges.
And you can do about that. Are you still, we need a daily girly update.
Oh, we do? Okay.
Yeah.
Everything's still all full steaming.
Buffalo Jockey with $2 says April was happy at work. Cocaine does that. Thank you for the $2. McBuster says maybe Aaron is actually Butters, only pretending to be Cartman. Not very nice. And I get a big platter with different cheeses on it.
And charcuterie board away.
What is he doing? So he's got a bottle of Tito's and he's just eating cheese. Both him and Kevin wait for the show to eat. They only eat on the show.
Platter with different cheeses on it.
And charcuterie board away.
SP always brings that up.
And I would have gotten away with it if it weren't for that meddling Melton.
And that screwy-doo-wee-doo.
She's what? Like, oh, back to the Kayla days? Where's your red fridge, queer? I'm like, no, I'm a salami.
Talking with his mouth full. Just eating dairy products live.
And she's kind of a guy, you know?
Who does, like, dude, charcuterie boards are fun. I love having.
Charcuterie boards are fun. Dude, I have a charcuterie board. I hire it out for parties. It does impressions. It's fun. It's fun. Thanks for the $2, Pickle Dick. Aaron's the worst male prostitute I've ever seen. Big, if true.
Buffalo Jockey with $2 says he's got it neck deep up his ass. That no.
I mean, it's so disgusting to be chewing with your mouth open and talking. It's so disgusting.
No. I don't have the bottle neck deep up my asshole. Thank you very much for the $2, though. I appreciate it. Sorry, guys.
Are you? Because you're just downing cheese live. Eat breakfast before the show and eat after the show. You can't do 4 hours without eating.
2:35 away. Okay.
And it's, you know, it's 7 a.m. He's going to drink vodka.
Let's dispel white girl horse shit real quick. Be funny if I took a big whiff of this and I went, not getting anything out of this.
Not a whole lot in there.
Do I have to let the tannins breathe? No, it's not wine. Oh, yeah, that has a smell.
First of all, where do you even get a bottle of vodka this small? Will they hand these out on the airplane? Is this a sample from one of the Tito's girls?
Are you out of your...
The T-Tets?
Fucking mind. We should... I'm not saying we should ban...
I mean, did he go buy a 500 mil? What is this? A 400? A 250 mil bottle of...
Women from drinking? I just think we should ban them from talking about it.
Look how small this bottle of whiskey is. Hello? This is, if do you drink? Do you even drink? Do you even drink? This is a bottle of whiskey. This is a handle of whiskey. Well, it doesn't technically have a handle. But it is 1.75 liters. I'll allow this. I'll allow this. Is this? Even this is bigger in my hand than that in his hand. So what is that tiny bottle of vodka?
Yeah, it's got like that weird, vodka has a weird chemically like almost like DEET smell to it. You know, like the stuff.
Vodka smells like DEET. He thinks vodka smells like deep woods off.
They put in bug spray?
Yeah.
It's got a...
Well, I mean, it is distilled, so...
It's got a DEET scent. That's all.
Well, quick, Aaron, grab some cheese. Look at this fucking idiot. Look at this fucking complete Magoo boob. Yeah, give him money. Give him money for his show. What a fucking tool. What an absolute jabron. Short for gerb.
It is distilled, so...
It's got a DEET scent. That's all. Well...
He just tore it?
Oh, no. Look what happened. I tried...
That's all.
Well... Oh, no. Look what happened.
DEET scent. That's all.
Well... Oh, no. Look what happened.
That's all.
Well... Oh, no. Look what happened.
I mean, you did it. You watch him tear it.
DEET scent. That's all.
Well, oh, no. Look what...
Yeah, you held on to one end with your mouth and one end with your hand and it tore? Normal rules? Oh, look what happened to my cheese.
Oh.
It's got a DEET scent. That's all.
Well, oh, no. Look what happened. I tried to take a bite of cheese.
How much of that Tito's did you have on your way down, sir?
I don't bite as hard as I thought I did. Austin, Texas. Why did I think that Tito's was made in Minnesota?
As he eats his hand. Why did I... It's handmade Texas vodka. It's got a big star on it.
Oh. It's in Texas. Why did I think that Tito's was made in Minnesota?
Look how he eats. Look how he eats.
I have Austin, no Texas. Idea.
Now, Austin, Texas makes the best vodka historically.
It's a lie.
I wouldn't think so. I'd be pretty sure.
Russia. Who? The Russians?
Nah.
Fuck the.
Look, he puts the little. He couldn't finish that cheese. It was too much cheese, so he puts it aside. He just lays cheese on his desk. Watch.
Who? The Russians? Nah. Fuck the Russians.
He just puts cheese down, and then you see him wipe the cheese crumbs into the ether. What a loser.
Most expensive vodka brand. Grey Goose? No.
Yeah, Grey Goose. What a fucking simpleton. What a fucking loser. Gotta be Absolut, right? Gotta be Stoli.
Oh. Is it? Russo Baltique is a luxurious vodka brand created by Russian car maker Darts Motors. What? And is valued
at... You know, because you can drink it or you can use it as, you know... fuel for the car.
Right?
Right?
Valued at $1.3 million, one of the most expensive vodkas in the world, with the bottle made entirely of pure gold and featuring a diamond-encrusted cap. I am a law-abiding citizen. I'm a good boy. By the way, that brings us to 2:30. Like I said, you guys are doing great. I have no reason...
We're going till 2:30?
KB's going to say, Melton is an alcoholic. Melton's an alcoholic. South Park, wow, what a beautiful audience. Wow, what a terrific audience. Wow.
Jesus, that's going to be a long show for you.
I have absolutely no reason to do any kind of begging or anything else. You know, $200 by 8 o'clock, and then I shut the fuck up till 9. That's what I say. Someone texting in, well, you see, baby, she was drinking at the daycare. That's hard times, daddy.
Did they text in that impression? Did he just tell us that somebody texted in that impression? Wow, someone's texting in. You see, baby. You see, daddy.
See, baby. She was say. Texting in. Well, you see, baby. She was drinking at the daycare. That's hard times, daddy. That's hard times. When you... thank you guys very much. That $2, we're 2:30 away from today. Trying not to do the begging thing. It's been going pretty well this hour. Let's get her down to 200 by 8 o'clock, and then I can shut the fuck up until 9, which is pretty awesome. Streamlabs, PayPal, Venmo, if you want to chip into the program. But yeah, you can talk a lot of shit. We are $225 away from today's goal. Thank you guys very much for your contributions. We want her under 200 by 8 o'clock, and since we're 3 minutes past 8, just get her under 200, and we'll shut the fuck up until 9 o'clock. How does that sound? 225 is the number. We're on an okay pace for today. Let's keep it going. Streamlabs, PayPal, Super Chats, Memberships, Rumble Rants. We're doing all right, and now I can't stop doing that fucking puking voice because that guy did it. We got to get through our most embarrassing story of today. Are you familiar with White Dudes for Harris? 215 away from today's goal. Everybody throw in like $10 right now, and we'll be right back to good. And
if everyone gives me $10 right now, we'll be right back to good.
I'll shut the fuck up, and we're in a good spot.
What are you, Matchbox 20?
I get it. Buffalo Jockey with $2 says, you and Matt know relationships. You two know who should be together. All right. Well, look. I mean, all right. Let's open up these 7 o'clock hour stories. And while we're doing that, knock out that last $200, and we've got overtime for you today. All Care Towing, 320-253-5203 for our friends at All Care. They'll come pick you up no matter what happens to you. You get in.
As long as it's within 20 miles of my house.
An accident, you go in the ditch, you blow a tire, lucky tire, anything. They'll get you quicker than anyone else. That's All Care Towing.
Look at Johnny dying.
Towing 320-253-5203 for All Care Towing of St. Cloud. Also, Midland Armory in downtown Foley, midlandarmory.com.
We know.
Make your orders there today, and they'll deliver anywhere you are. From our friends Derek and Tracy. At Midland Armory.
This is just not allowed on YouTube. You cannot be monetized and promote guns and ammo. Like if anyone ever did send this to someone with power, you will... I'm not... This is bye-bye monetization on the channel level flagrant disregard for the rules.
Also... Nobody better to answer your questions. 938 in downtown and Stoney's Bar in downtown Rockville. We have the anniversary show coming up a week from Saturday, and it is almost sold out. We have 10 tickets left.
Now, this is the second day in a row. Monday had 25 tickets. Tuesday had 10. And Wednesday, there's still 10.
On Eventbrite. Go to Eventbrite, Steel Toe Anniversary Show. Get your tickets. It will be at Stoney's.
Itching.
On Saturday, August 10th, it is our 10th anniversary. 10 years of Steel Toe and almost 4 years internet only. Thank you guys so much for all of your support. We appreciate it. Get your tickets or come and party for free. You don't.
Huh? Listen to this.
You don't have to go to the comedy show. Honestly,
he's itching like crazy. He can't stop scratching his neck and arms.
The comedy show at the anniversary show, is always like the drunken icing on the cake. It's not even the thing people look forward to the most.
So now the show's not even important. Honestly, the show's not even like, just come hang and party. Like, honestly, the show's kind of like an afterthought. We don't really think much about it. I know I've changed what it is 7 times, but actually, no one even really pays attention.
It's more just the party aspect of it. But it's going to be a great fucking time. That's at Stoney's Bar in downtown Rockville. Somebody texting me, tell Johnny I have access to that torrent via a really good torrent site, multiple different qualities. Let me know.
Torrent of what?
I think he means money plane. Yeah. I don't really
hold a supply of cigars?
No, because I don't know when I'm going to have the next one. So I just kind of get
you
them
just
as
get
I
get a couple
them.
At a time and...
I get one for me, one for my neighbor every time I go. That's about it. All right, guys, 205 away from today's goal, and we got about an hour and 15 left, so let's start knocking that down. Go ahead and throw in.
I don't know what you guys have been waiting for, but I released the hounds. You can go ahead and start giving me money now.
Click one of those links, and we'll keep the streak going today. 205 is today's number. Keep popping those dollars in, and we will call this a win very, very soon. All right, guys. We are 205 away from today's goal. And
I love how it always resets. All right, guys. All right, guys. All right, guys. All right, guys. Listen, guys. All right, guys. It is time. All right, guys. You've been doing good. All right. I haven't mentioned it in a while. All right, guys. Oh, guys. Guys, it is time. All right, guys. That goal is not going to... Okay, guys. Can we...
It is 9 o'clock. We need to get moving on that. So, if you're feeling generous, throw us a couple of bucks. Let's knock it out. Let's get a win. 205 is a lot for...
I'd blow my brains out if I had to do this every day. I'd blow my brains out.
This time of the day, we need to back that off by about 50 bucks or so, so we can have a fighting chance at it. Streamlabs.
Aaron, who is you playing with? Back that goal up.
PayPal, Super Chats, Rumble Rants, memberships. Go ahead, throw a couple of bucks at us. Let's get another win for the toe. God damn, man, this is like the third one of these stories I've seen in the last week. Buffalo Jockey with $2 says, you don't attract girls with daddy issues. That backfired with April. Buffalo Jockey with $2 says, don't you just yell the N-word in Minneapolis after drinking at a Vikings game? Also, how much do go to drink drag shows?
Okay, someone sent me an email. This is what fans do all day. This is what my email's full of. I don't know what this means. Subject is, she says, don't be gay. And then it's a screenshot of someone saying, Patrick isn't married. He says my wife all the time. And then somebody says, oh my God, quit making our story gay. And then he says, perfect. And then there's like a meme of George W. Bush. Unsubscribe me from shit I don't. What is this? Like what? Why? Is this a text between you and your girlfriend? What? George Bush? I don't
go to drag shows. I can't be bothered with such degeneracy. Thank you very much. Thank you for the contributions. We also have to throw a thank you out to... I got to make sure I don't say the real name if he left a message with it. There we go. Marble Arms with $5.
Marble Arms. Gravy Legs and Marble Arms.
Thank you very much, Marble Arms. Hey, boys and girls, we're 190 away from today's goal.
Read emails from Hogarth, you fraud. What? Who's Hogarth? Hogarth. I have no emails from Hogarth. Who's Hogarth? Patrick at NobodyLikesOnions.com. Anybody can email me anything. First of all, I'm not a coward if I don't read your email. Believe it or not, most of you are retarded. So don't take offense when I don't read your email, but I have no email from a Hobarth. Isn't that a mixer?
you could help us knock that
out, it would make
MSO really upset, and I want to kick MSO's ass today. And we've got 45 minutes, and we're 190 away. So we need a little rally here in the next 15 or 20 minutes. Otherwise, yeah, I'm going to be worried. I'm going to be nervous. 190 is a lot. So, hey.
How is the show doing so good you can take whole shows off, but also the show's doing great. I'm not too worried about it. But you freak out. You freak out if you're 60 bucks behind the goal.
We got hundreds, closer to 1,000 than 500 people. Why don't a bunch of you just throw in a few bucks?
I don't understand. It says it's 418 people watching. Why don't you all just throw in $100?
Just a couple of bucks from you guys, and we'll be good. And we'll get that 190 knocked down. Let's hammer
it. Let's do it by 8:15. All right, guys, it's past 8:15. Let's get it done by 8:27.
Now, Fly High says three shows in a row you've missed the goal. Wrong!
Wrong! Wrong!
Wrong.
Last night, we knocked it out in regulation. We did a great job. I just missed the $20 Venmo from Michael. I apologize.
I just missed it. And during the day, 100 came in later in the afternoon, so...
apologize from that, but we did get that before the show went off the air. And Thomer Gomer threw us $100 yesterday afternoon while he was watching the morning show. That counts. That's a win for the toe, only because it makes people like Fly High nuts. We won. We didn't miss a single goal yesterday. We made every dime we needed to make, plus a little extra for
the... we never miss goals. That's how good our fans are.
This morning. So let's knock out the 190. Make Fly High mad.
Guys, T-Gun hates it when you give me money. Make T-Gun upset. Give me dollars and watch how mad he gets.
Buffalo Jockey with $2 says mocktails are like diet sodas for you. It makes you feel better, but doesn't make your man tits go away. Fly High says, I couldn't care less. That's why you bring it up.
Yeah. I fucking own that guy. Did you see how I owned him? Shit.
Right. Because you couldn't care less. But you brought it up. Come on, buddy.
Come on. You love when we, you hate when I.
Don't, if you're not good at doing.
You're obsessed with the goal. Come on. You guys are so obsessed with the goal. It's actually pathetic.
That, don't try it, because then you just look silly. All right, let's go to this one. Remember like a year ago to 6 months ago when New York was like.
When you were married and made money.
Like, dude, we're going to fucking peg this rat problem right in the ass. Let's check in on how the rat thing is going in New York. And you guys. Throw in a few bucks. Help us.
We're going to read a story. You guys, why don't you come on.
Out and make me less stressed, as usual, every day, because I'm a filthy fucking e-beggar at the end of my show. All right, kids. We're still 190.
Okay, I don't have any emails from Joey C. either. You're like, you know that Hobart is Joey C. I do. Are you all right? Believe it or not, I don't know anything about you. Believe it or not, Hobart.
Away from today's goal, we're a long ways away. We need your help.
No, honestly, I didn't have any emails from Joey C. or Hobart.
Help. Stream.
You gotta let it go. You gotta let it go. Nobody's scared to read your email, dork. Gonzo, who's MSO? Why does Toe mention him every time? We used to think it was Mubi's significant other. We don't know. It's some guy who allegedly like roots against Aaron making the goal every day. So Aaron uses him as an analog for the other team. Like, don't let MSO get a win. We got to hit the goal.
Team Labs, PayPal, Venmo. We have a half hour until we start really laying on the begging.
I'd hate to see that.
But right now it's getting to depression point as we're 190 away and a half hour in. You know, we always end up close, but it always has to get there this fucking way. And I just, I hope today we don't have to
get. Because everything's like sports related. So like if you want to, guys, come on, we have to get to overtime. We have to get it up on there, get a win up on the scoreboard. We can't let MSO win.
There this fucking way. It's been a rough week. I mean, we've been knocking them out, but fucking barely. It's been a tough week for the old toe. I'll tell you that. That's why, like, I was just going like, oh man, I just want to take Wednesday night off.
It also makes no sense. Again, it's the steel toe is an adjective to describe morning show. If anything, you're the old show. Pitch some into the show. You're not a toe. We're not giving to the toe. Are you the morning show steel toe? Give it up for the old toe. Your buddy's at the toe. No, you're my buddy at the show. You do a show. Look, steel toe boots are things, but we're removing the word boots. And steel toe, again, it's an adjective clause that describes morning show. You're the old show. Kick some over to the old morning show. You're the morning show. You're not a toe. You're not a boot. You're not a... I think you're confused with what you are.
I'm not going to. We're doing a show this Wednesday night, but it's just like, ugh.
Ugh.
Just want to be done begging.
He hates doing shows. He really doesn't enjoy this at all.
The begging is too much. I agree with the audience on that one. I wish there was another way.
I wish there was another way. Now, I have no idea if I've made $350 this show. I guess not. But, like, he got... But again, I'm not worried. You know, some shows I'll make $1,000. I don't. And again, I enjoy it. I'm not. It's not a chore for me. When super chats aren't rolling in, I don't start rubbing my forehead and eyes and swiveling in my chair and shaking my leg and wondering how I'm going to afford more cheese to snack on while I beg.
I really do.
If only there was another way.
$5 from Trucker 18 Wheelers.
85. You guys have seen shows, right? This is what they do. Every show you like does this. Every show on the real radio does this. Every show you like on the internet does this. They all have goals. They all beg. There's no other way, guys. If you do a real show and a pro show and you have a budget and you need money, there's no other way than to constantly let your audience know you need more money. How much money? Please send money.
Away from today. Let's fucking go, you guys. Let's bang this thing out. You watch the show for free every day. Throw us a little something.
Johnny's just dead. Like, the fact that he has to have somebody with him is pathetic. It's just to rub his ego. These guys aren't good. They provide nothing to the program. But he can't be alone because he's so insecure.
Keep us on the air. This is a dumb fucking broad, and God bless her. 190. Come on, guys. It's 9:30. We got to get moving. It's not going to be a fun last half hour of this show. 190 away. We got to knock it out. Let's get close.
If you get close, it won't be a fun half hour of this show, but good news, we'll do another half hour where we really beg to close it out. So if you get it close with us begging for this half hour, we'll beg for another half hour.
Throw in a couple of bucks, Streamlabs, PayPal, Venmo, Super Chats. Oh, I'm sorry. We're 185 away. I lied. Bump. 185. Thank you very much. Yeah, I'm sorry, Can of Monster. I'm just not. I just fucking nailed it. I'm sorry. I apologize that you came out against me, and I'm right. Again, like, keep taking the L or just get on the right side of history, buddy.
What is he talking about?
Johnny, I'm going to go refill my water and regroup for a minute here because...
Look at him. Look at Johnny. He needs food. He always got to go pee and poop. He's got to go get water. Why don't you bring two waters down, buddy? Why don't you bring down two waters?
Because we're fucked.
I'm going to go get a drink of water because we're fucked. Is that what he just said?
You take over for a little bit. Everybody throw in just a couple of bucks. Let's give us a fighting chance before we rattle the cans and really annoy the fuck out of you in 20 minutes. I'll be back in just a bit.
All right, Johnny.
All right, so he's going to go refill his water.
Yeah, we heard. We don't need a recap of the recap.
So we, again, are a little low on the goal. If we could hit that, that'd be awesome.
Oh, Johnny wants the goal to be hit. Breaking news. Mason and Portland stuck at the office again? Nobody's stuck at the office. Gonzo, this fool's hairline be looking like the 13th letter of the alphabet. Am I right?
Be a great surprise if a couple people want to throw in before Aaron gets back to see it kind of.
It'd be a good surprise. I'd love to come back and have this goal all cleaned up for him, huh?
Drop down a bunch, but otherwise, we'll just keep going. Johnny, because you let him ruin your relationship for content. What? Don't let him ruin your relationship for content. Nobody's ruining my relationship.
Oh, are they doing that thing where, are they doing that thing where I leave and then they just talk a bunch of fucking shit because they don't have the fucking balls to when I'm sitting here?
Aaron, literally everyone has the balls to talk shit while you sit there. That's why you ban hundreds of people from your chat all the time. What? How delusional is this fucking idiot? Hit the like button. Oh, you guys don't have the balls to talk shit to my face while I'm sitting here looking at the chat. Right, right. You don't have the balls to read it. You don't have the balls to like it. I people sit here and call me a loser and a pedophile all day. I don't ban them. Now, if you tell me you want me to cover Steel Toe, I'll kill your only standing breathing children. If you try to control the direction of my show, this is where I draw the line. This guy, he's so sensitive. He's like, oh, you guys don't have the balls to say it to my face. We do. We do. You literally just fucking ban everyone because you can't take it. You're an emotional bitch.
No, they're just people, or Can of Monster is at least saying.
Oh, Can Johnny, of Monster's a cunt. He's been a fucking cunt forever. He's just a little upset that.
Citizen M got called all this.
That old Aaron, you know, he took one side against old Aaron, and Aaron ended up being right about everything. Fuck off, Can of Monster. You're gone.
We're all upset that Aaron's right. Oh, he's gone.
Gone.
So hold on. You just said he didn't have the balls to talk shit, but when you found out he was talking shit, you banned him.
Sorry.
I mean, so what are we even doing, pussy? Beloved chat or $2, he's Rudy, but every day is the same sympathy snap. No, he just wants to skip to the end where everybody carries him out through the tunnel. That's what he wants. Dire Wolf, the Steel Toe Gaslight Show, turning L's into wins since 2014.
$2 for Buffalo Jockey. Yeah, exactly, bigot on socialist media. He's a concern troll.
Totally. We don't allow that here. I tell people I dare you to talk shit to me, but if you do, you're fucking out. I don't need that shit.
That's what it is. He's concern trolling. He's a cunt. He always has been a cunt.
Anybody that's like, dude, Johnny, I worry about me. Like, you're concern trolling.
You're being a twat. You're taking the internet too seriously is what you're doing. Honky with $5.
Nobody's worried about Johnny. Knock it off, guys.
Says this won't let post links, so pretend this one. Indeed.com/jobs in St. Cloud. Well, I mean, hey, no shit. I mean, this is getting pathetic for me. You're absolutely right. Today isn't going to break us, but like, it's just a lot of Aaron pressing.
So everyone of his dumb fans who keeps giving him money just going to forget that he said he'd lower the goal $100 when April left in the morning and 50 at night. He said 150 maybe in the mornings. He can't lower it 20. No, we had to give Johnny a raise.
Which I understand is fucking obnoxious.
Also, never don't forget this. The goal went up and he had to fire co-hosts when they lost Raleigh's and some of the other sponsors. He's bragging that those sponsors, including Raleigh's, are all coming back in September. Will he hire on co-hosts? Will the goal go back down? This is all stuff to keep in mind. It won't. Spoiler alert, the goal will never go down. But again, it was all dependent upon those sponsors. Now they're all coming back. It'll be weird when he comes up with a new excuse why.
Get it, man. 180 away from today. Chad Buzemach says, Can of Monster, you're bad. I did. I muted him because he was breaking. I mean, the only reason we mute people is because it's.
He lowered the goal tonight, actually. If he lowered the goal, he got money to lower the goal. He doesn't lower goals.
Over and over and over.
One night we heard him say that he got 60 in and that would go to tomorrow's goal. He only lowered the next day's goal 50. But again, that's movie math.
Like, here's my problem with Can of Monster.
He's banned. You banned him. Why are you still worried about it? You banned him. He can no longer tell you his opinion. That's what you wanted. And now you're so emotional and such a bitch, you're stuck on it. Gonzo said Aaron's going back to radio soon. He promised us. Yeah, he's dreaming about not doing night shows.
And it's your fault, dude. I can't help you. You never say anything new. Like, you just come in every day and you say the same fucking thing. And it's like, we're moving on, bud. Like, we're just kind of, you're boring. Like, you got to be interesting. Like, Chad Buzmak, he's interesting. I like him.
Is he?
I jailbroke the,
no idea who that is.
The YouTube thing. I don't know why.
I mean, I know it's a name around Twitter or something, but.
Says he's still banned. But, like, he does different shit.
Listen, listen how he has to frame everything. I hate this guy. That's why he's banned. Now, Chad Buzmak, I like that guy. He says he's still banned, but I thought I unbanned him. But anyway, I like that guy. It's like, you ban everyone, dude. You're insane. You're not.
And, yeah, Fly Eye's like, you mute people for calling out your bullshit. No, I don't. Never. Because.
Never. No, I don't. Never.
You're still here.
You mute people for calling out your bullshit. No, I don't. Never. Now, how many shows have we had where he unbans hundreds of people?
Yeah, Fly Eye's like, you mute people for calling out your bullshit. No, I don't. Never. Because you're still here.
I mean, holy shit. Holy shit.
And you fucking say wrong shit all the time. It's the moral fagging. It's the pussy behavior. It's the concern troll. It's just every day the same thing. And it's like, there's 19,000 Reddit pages for you to go do that.
It's like Doom saying the turn and you banned him and all his alts.
And if you want to. It's boring. It's the same shit. We all get it. You're not creative. Look at how many people we read all the time that shit all over us. And it's fucking hilarious. It's really funny. I'm sorry that this hurts your feelings, but you're just not good at it. And you just got to get...
It's widely known I'm one of the best. It's widely known I'm one of the greats. It really, really... People know. People say it. It's not a joke. It's not sarcasm. It's not hyperbole. I just wreck these bitches. I tear them up. They run from me. They cry. They're like, Aaron's the best.
Get better.
I know.
At it. That's all. Look at the Aristocats. They do nothing but shit on us constantly. Fucking hysterical.
And not even on just this channel. The Aristocats come onto my channel and shit on Aaron. Like,
oh.
So again, the Aristocats is a group of five funny guys. Sorry, really funny guys that Aaron's in a group chat with. Dude, the Aristocats. They're five really funny guys who are going to do my show.
They do it everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, somebody says it right. Don't say dumb shit if you don't want to be muted for a bit. Yeah, just don't keep repeating the same fucking point over and over if you're not dumb.
Aaron, he didn't. You got back and read it once. You got back from your water break and read it once and banned him. He hadn't done anything over and over. You just got back and found out what he did, and then you banned him. So be honest about what's going on. Ricky Bev voting Prague in the poll. Wake up, wake up. It's the first of the month. No, 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 no. This one doesn't count as the first of the month. This is the last show of July 31st. Trying to make my nut. Trying to make my nut over here. I'm actually leaving in just a second. I'm actually out of here. I'm actually getting tired. And I only did a show because I wasn't tired. And I knew that if I stay up late, I wouldn't be getting up early. There will be a show Thursday. It'll just be later in the day. We'll probably snipe Kevin or something. He'll probably prevent me from sniping him by making it where I can't rewind. We all know that shit makes it snipe-proof. James Bomber, you're mouthing off a little too much to me. You might have to write me a letter of apology. A letter. I'm going to start making men write me letters. Patrick, don't you hate it when men send you letters? Yes. Certain men I might make write me letters. Beloved Chatter says it's still the greatest show. I don't even know. I don't even know about that. I don't even know about that. Kevin, shh. Somebody left that at Hackamania, and I couldn't throw away a framed photo of Kevin. So that's hanging in my thing tonight. And that's a fact. All right, we're going to have a show Thursday afternoon around sometime. And then enjoy this one for the morning. Hit the like button. Tell a friend. Tomorrow's July. We're going to be starting a whole new list of nice people. Tiff has already Venmo'd me for her August contribution. Send yours in, you know? I'd love a gift. Preferably cash or Amazon or Apple gift cards. I hope this letter finds you well. Yeah, write something like that. Give it up to Gonzo, who made up for it tonight by donating a lot of money in Super Chats because he got banned. We'll get you fixed up. In 04, Johnny Crutches solved one of his... Hold on. Shoved one of his crutches up my prepubescent asshole in a porta potty at a crippled festival in Lake Tahoe. He's not a good guy. I don't think they would have a cripple fest in Lake Tahoe. That'd be awful. There's too many hills. Jason Monster, Patrick, live during my commute to work. Very cool. Oh, you're going to hate this part then. Oh, fuck. That would have been cool if I nailed it.
Your manner is most unbecoming of a gentleman. Would you be high on cigarettes?
I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit them yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes.
The question posed to stupid hoes who don't get it yet. Excuse me, miss. Are you high on cigarettes? I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit them yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes. All the laughter that you deploy if you listen to the show, boy. Patrick melting faces. Have you stacking an LO point? It's the low point, not the reason. The reason is fucking gold. It'll make the taco pony party be a party of soul. To make you vandalize a van with a pedal sticker so bold. The family probably get arrested before they get down the road. Or stupid motherfuckers just got NL loaned. Other radio shows are straight bitch male prone. Talk shit on the youngins that nobody like. Path had my homeboy.